Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link. Welcome to the show, and how are you? We're going to sit here and do a show for you tonight. We're going to be on tomorrow night, too, at 11:30, Saturday and Sunday. And we're going to be doing nothing but readings. On Sunday, we're actually going to cover some stuff about the 22 angels that actually govern the inside, that governs the inner planes, our inner gateways. And we're going to go over that a little bit more on Sunday to give you an idea what it's about. But tonight, we're just going to do readings. And see where that takes us, and put those things in perspective, too. The only thing different is, don't you hate it when you can't find something? When it should have been right there, right underneath your nose, and all of a sudden it's not. Well, we're sitting here going over the thing, and we're going to actually go over again tonight and give everybody an idea of what. We have a book here called The Angels. Angel numbers. Okay? Angel numbers. And what we're going to do, like we did Wednesday night, we're going to sit here and go to the first page. And actually, I was saying 222s all the time. 222s. So I was going to give you actually two numbers tonight. I'm going to go over 222 again. Give everybody an impression about that situation. See how it resonates with you. Like I said before, I'm your host, Psychic X Journey Man. If you like, my friends call me Donnie. And what the situation we got going on, we're going to be here for 2 hours doing that readings. We're going to make sure that on Fridays and Saturdays, we're going to get to everybody. But during the week, when we do shows during the week, we usually cover a couple of topics here and there, and we let it go where it goes. So in the process of, like, Wednesday, I actually ended up talking to a lady for almost an hour and 20 minutes. But if you would have listened to the situation, it wasn't a reading. It was just information that was coming across the line. And I guarantee if you were all listening and you're all here listening, somehow, some way, it had something to do with you. Because the idea we talked about before about reflections, everything that crosses your path is a reflection of you. It's something you should take heed and you should look at and say, okay, what's that mean? What's that got to do with me? I don't care if it's a black cat or a caterpillar or whatever. Those all have something significant to help you realize something that you're going through at that moment. So pay attention. You know, a lot of people, like I said before, a lot of people look at the situation and go, wow, you've been with this one person this long. See, you're focusing too much on yourself in a negative way because you're frustrated. And it's a negative thing. But when you look at the positive part of the whole thing and how things are unfolding, the shows have a tendency to take on a format of their own. So I guarantee you, whatever's coming across the airwaves benefits you if you just let it resonate with you deep within your heart, and you'll see and understand what I'm saying. So I was sitting here looking at 222. Here we go. 222. Trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. So if you're focusing on right now and you're trying to, sit down, visualize. You know, visualize and manifest. Imagination is the key to manifestation. But once you go through this whole thing, the key, really, seriously, is not just to visualize it, but to see the color, to look at the whole picture. And it's like focusing on the situation. When you are in that scenario of whatever you're trying to manifest. It's the ideal, trying to feel exactly what would you feel if it would happen right now. Because if you can get those kind of feelings, the feeling of the color that you see, the feeling of the person that you're with, the feeling of emotions that are being expressed to one another, as if it's a relationship, if it's a career, you know, focus on the essence of how you would feel if you could actually be doing what you've been focusing on doing. And when you get that whole thing, it's the feeling, the, you know, the whole, how it resonates, which will raise your vibration to actually bring that to you, and actually know you'll be living it. So therefore, put it in perspective. You know, when we say live it, in the process of living something, all of our senses come into play. And if you can do that with your visualizations in the process of manifestations, then you will manifest it even quicker. Because that's the idea of letting down the resistance, to realize if you can feel that deep in the whole situation, your whole scenario, your scenes that you're seeing in your mind, and you can feel it, then you'll be living it. And then it will be a part of your life, a part of your reality. You know, some people have a chance to look at situations and go, okay, today I have all these health issues. I have all this going on. Ooh, I got diabetes, blah, 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 blah. You know, when you sit and look at the situation, it's not the ideal that I'm not taking it seriously. I can see past the illusion. That's the whole idea of sitting down and working with people, is a lot of us are so fixated on what is going on now that we can't see past that illusion to realize that what's going on is what we've manifested from the thoughts and the ideals and our subconscious beliefs of the past, which has manifested this illusion in front of us, which we don't like. We want to change it. So it's the ideal, looking past that that reality that people keep telling you, you got to see it for, you know, you got to see reality. You got to face the reality of the situation and say, you have to accept it. No, you don't. And if you have a hard time accepting it, what it means at that moment, something's telling you that you can change it. And what your job is to find how to do that. Change your thinking, change your life. Change your thoughts, change your life. Change your mind, change your life. So you see, it all goes back to the idea of changing, but it's also, we understand too, you have to come to that conclusion yourself. No one can make you do anything you don't want to do. But I guarantee if you sit there and go along with what you know you need to do, as in the process of, what do I feel at this moment that I should do? Feel. You know, lift your, like we always say, follow your heart. What do you want to do? Because I guarantee if you just go with that whole thing, just spontaneously let yourself go with the flow, the things that you want, you'll be living. The people you want to be with, you'll be living with. They'll be a part of your life. The friends, the family. You know, sometimes people look at the situation like it's crazy, but I've seen situations where family comes across, and the ones who are really supportive and the ones that should be there for you are. The ones who are not, we always sit here and go, what's wrong? There's nothing wrong. You've made a decision. That's how things are playing out. Same thing with friends. We said before, with the situation, we have to understand that in the process of hanging on to our fears, those fears have attracted people into our lives, friends, associates, whatever. Even jobs and things like that. And when we start changing our lives and say, okay, I want to live in a positive way. I want to do what I love to do. I want to be with someone who spontaneously loves me. The people who don't are no longer a part of your life. They'll be basically pushed to the wayside in favor of the life that you're supposed to be living, and realize that these friends, even family members, had come into your life at the time that you were accepting these fears, accepting, you know, what we said before about relationships, people are accepting or giving in or whatever it is. But when you sit there and put it in perspective and say, okay, what do I want? The things that you don't want are no longer be a part of your life. And when you get rid of all the fears, everything that's associated with those fears will no longer be a part of your life either. So if you're having a hard time, you know, wrestling the ideal and say, my friends and family are very important to me, but aren't you very important to yourself? Shouldn't you respect yourself? And the situation of your friends kind of keep telling you, if you don't listen to them, then you're gonna put yourself in a bad situation. Or if you have some dumbass in your friend in your life who says, I'm gonna save you from yourself. Don't you realize at that moment you're disrespecting yourself because you're not listening to yourself. You're listening to somebody else. And maybe it's a fear of being happy, of actually succeeding in life and actually being successful and finding the right person and having the right relationship, finding the love of your life. And then all of a sudden people coming out of the woodwork. This is a prime example. Why are they coming out of the woodwork? Because you're still having doubts. Those fears are still lingering. I guarantee you, when you let them go completely, nobody will be coming out of the woodwork. You'll be able to commit yourself completely to whatever's going on at the time. And you'll be able to live in the now, but in a happy way. All right? We also have this thing I was talking about before, 222s. And I also went back to the 1111. When I started to look at the 11s, let's see. When you look at 11, 11 says, stay positive. Your thoughts are materializing rapidly. So you want to ensure a positive outcome comes by focusing only on the good within yourself, others, and the situation. All right, if we have 1111, that just emphasizes the ideal of almost like a vortex of energy, opening up that moment where you definitely want to keep your thoughts positive and you want to focus on exactly what you want, okay? And in the process of focusing on exactly what you want, the reason they caution you in that kind of energy to focus on those things, because if you start focusing on the opposite, then you also attract those too. Because if you can manifest things almost at will with this kind of positive energy, when you see 1111s, you can also attract and manifest things that you don't want, because that's where your thoughts went. Thoughts become things. And then when you go to 222, if you take 1111, like November 11th, 2011, basically saying that was a very positive day to focus on exactly how you want your life to go on from that point at that point in your life, and say, okay, I want success in every part of my life. I want to be happy. I want to be with the person I'm supposed to be with my birthright. My divine birthright is to be with the person I'm supposed to be with, to have that significant other, that love in my life. Also, that I'm supposed to be doing my life purpose, the job, the service, and all these other things, focusing on those things. So we do 11-11-11, very positive. And then we look at 222, which if you take those numbers and knock them down to single digits, you get 222, which tells you that the more you keep focusing on exactly on those thoughts, and always remember to detach and let it go with the flow, so they can actually unfold the way they're supposed to, the 222 reminds you that your manifestation is coming and is about ready to come into physical form. And to realize that you are the vehicle is going to do that. It's going to come through you. So keep those thoughts positive and focus and trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. Okay, on that note, last time we were sitting here, I like to give one card to get the thing going. The card of the day. Last time I forgot to do that. Today we're not going to forget. We're going to do it real quick. And I promise you we're going to get right to the callers. I also want to sit there and stress to everybody that if you want to give a call in here and get a couple questions answered or whatever, the number here is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. Also with the situation, I do private readings, private sessions, life coaching, and relationship counseling. I also do dream interpretations, past life readings. I also work with children and their families to actually help them work and to enhance those children's gifts so they can all work together, because a lot of parents have gifted children but really don't know how to proceed with that whole thing. So we try to help them, give them the tools to do that, and also to show that the child that what they're going through and what they have and the gifts they have are gifts, and how they can use them in a very positive way. Also, if you want to take advantage of any of those things, give me a call. Because right now we're having some really good rates where you can actually get a 60-minute reading for $33.33. You can get a 40-minute reading for $22.22. And you can get a 20-minute reading for $11.11. And the life coaching and relationship counseling sessions are 90-minute sessions. And right now they're going for $77.77. And we have a tendency, well, if we go over a little bit of time on the thing, we don't care. Our biggest goal is to actually make sure that you get the information and to strive to actually give you the guidance that you need to make those major changes, to get that positive look, to understand that you can have the life you want. You can be the person that you want to be with. You can have the loving, romantic relationship you've always wanted. You can have the career, everything. And that's our goal. So take advantage of those prices. Again, that's $33.33 for a 60-minute reading, $22.22 for a 40-minute reading, and $11.11 for a 20-minute reading. And we also have a one-car reading which lasts about 15 minutes, where you can actually take one angel card and do a session for you for about 15 minutes for only $9.99. So take advantage of those prices. And like I said before, the life coaching, the relationship counseling sessions are 90-minute sessions that are actually right now $77.77. Good rate. It's almost like 50% off. So take advantage of those situations and those prices. They'll be good until the end of the year. And have things go pretty well. I think we might actually leave them that way for a while. So take advantage of the situation. Get in there. Get a reading for you. Past life readings are very good to help you understand that maybe you might be hanging onto baggage further back than you think. And once you release that whole thing, I guarantee it's going to change your life in a very positive way. So give me a call at 740-500-8863, or you can call me through Skype. We can also do a session if you want to see me. I do palm readings as well, or I can do palm readings over Skype. I can do all kinds of things through Skype. That transfer of energy is great. I have a Skype number, which is 740-601-9835, or you can contact me through my website, through my contact page. I also give you an insight of what I do and the descriptions of exactly what you get when you do get a reading. And also I have links, and I'm actually keep putting together right now to actually have a page for all the books I recommend. So therefore, if you don't catch it the first time, you can actually go to my website and get it then. The website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, that's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And if you are one of those people kind of hesitating on a reading and not sure about the whole thing, get one for your friend or a family member. We also have packages of time, too, as well. So call us for details about those things, and we'll fill you in. If you have a price in your head and you're not too sure about it, and that's what you can do, give us a call. Just sit down, talk about it, discuss it. I guarantee you I've never turned anybody away. So if you have an offer, put it on the table. See what happens. I guarantee you, you might be surprised. Also, with the situation, if you are a person who would like to sponsor this show, give me a call at 740-500-8863 and just talk. If you want to advertise through my show, my page, give me a call, 740-500-8863. Okay, let's get on with the situation here. And like I said before, I'm Psychic X Journeyman. I'm your host, and this is Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link. Welcome to the show. If you've just now tuned in, it's 11:47 p.m. here on the East Coast, and it's Friday night, going into Saturday. Amazing how things are flying by. We're right here in the holiday season. So if you are a person who would like to also donate to the show and help us support the show, and actually I'm trying to get to England to go to college as well, I think it's just going to benefit and really have a impact of me working and to enhance my gifts by tenfold. That it actually would... Anybody who calls the show, it would definitely help them, because I strive and strive and strive to give back more and more and more. So I just feel like it's going to be one of those things. So if you want to all of us work together as co-creators and you feel like donating to the show, please do so. And for every donation, thank you very much. And for everybody who has donated to the show, thank you. I really appreciate all that insight and all the people out there listening. Thank you for being here tonight. So let's get to the idea of shuffling the cards, which I just scooped up. Anyway. It's been a chaotic day. The cards just went chaotic on me again. All right, we're going to shuffle one more time. I'm going to pull that one card out for you. All right. Just cut the deck. And actually, we have two cards for tonight. The first one is Life Review. This is Archangel Jeremiah. And it says, take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is imbalanced. Now, that's a card for looking for serenity, is the idea of realizing that things are not really falling into place for you right now. But that's the second card, is serenity. That's an angel card, and this is an archangel card, which are actually working together here to show you that in the idea of taking inventory of your life, whatever's in balance or anything that's confusing, confusion is a freaking, how would we put this? That's a pure example. Pure example that something's in balance, that you're focusing on one direction. We always say follow your heart. The reason we say you follow your heart is because when you follow your heart, it spiritually illuminates your mind. So then they work together. There's a balance between your head and your heart. But the heart takes the lead, and the head will follow. And then they become one, so you can feel it, know it, and see it. So these two cards together, talking about serenity, is the idea of where do you feel the most serene? Meditate and let yourself go in that direction. I mean, I know, I understand some places in the world right now it's very cold, but just going outside for 5 minutes, finding a nice, very quiet place, and just absorbing that can really have a major positive effect on somebody to let go of things and even clarify what they need to do. The Life Review card is basically saying, I work with Archangel Jeremiah. There's a book out there by Doreen Virtue called Archangels and Ascended Masters, how to work with entities and divinities to actually change and find out the deeper meaning of what's going on when these issues arise. It says resolve to change or heal anything that is imbalanced. So if you're confused, that means you're thinking too much. You need to take that energy back down to your heart and really ask yourself, where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Be honest with yourself and then do that. All right? So let's go and do some calls, what do you say? All right. I'm sort of looking at some things here. And let's go on to our first caller. And that would be area code 201. How are you tonight?
Hi,
welcome to the show. And what's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
And what I was going to do, I was going to look up your area code too in my angel book. Let's see what 201 means. It's amazing sometimes when I do these things, it really has a lot to do with the person themselves, a lot more than most people would think. 201. Here we go. 201. You are co-creating the answers to your prayers with the words that you say, think, and write. This is a message from you. This is a message for you to choose loving and positive words, so that your outcome is both loving and positive. So, with the situation
like the
going,
It's kind of like the law of attraction.
Exactly. So, what's the one thing? So you have something really pressing on your mind, so go ahead.
Okay. I met someone and I just kind of want to see if it's going to go down the right path. Let me rephrase. I don't want to know if we're going to go down the right path. I just want to see what you pick up on this individual.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, his name is Matthew.
Matthew. So in the process of the situation we're talking about here, how long have you known Matthew?
Come again? I'm sorry.
How long have you known Matthew?
Oh, since the summer.
Okay.
Well,
I'm trying to figure out I feel like there's a connection between the two of you, besides any kind of significant wanting to have a relationship. I was just trying to determine what that is, because I feel like Matthew is just seems to be a person who does have a tendency to hang on to things. Which I know people sort of look at the situation and go, well, don't we all? We're not talking about everybody right now. We're talking about Matthew. So let's stick to the subject. And to look at the situation, when I say focusing on Matthew as a person, what I pick up with him, I feel like he's a major bag carrier. I get the impression that there's a relationship that he came out of that he still hangs on to. Does that make sense to you?
He doesn't talk about anyone. Well, he moved from Florida over here to Jersey. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One question I like to ask is, what kind of conversations do you guys have? I feel like there's, I see two people interacting, but neither side is really speaking their mind. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, like when we talk, it's mostly about school because he's struggling financially in it and academically. So it's just basically mm-hmm. talk about that because we're both in college and we're both seniors trying to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mostly well, that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
What I'm saying with the situation is the one thing that burns me at the most is men who have a tendency to bury themselves into something because they don't want to deal with the world. You love that one. Do you understand what I'm saying? The reason it bothers me so much is because in the process of living your life, there's going to be things like this throughout. basically what we call challenges and how you're going to get over them, speed bumps or whatever you want to sit there and say they are. It's like the situation right now. People say, well, I'm going to school, so I'm focusing on this. That's an imbalance because you're not focusing on your life. You're focusing on school. School's a part of that, but it's not the complete thing. So when we look at the situation, we go, oh, well, we have two people here that are very fixated on certain things of completion, not realizing that they focused on themselves quite a bit too. Like, all I'm saying is, it's like people always say you got to keep constant giving. And it seemed like, I'm not going to say it's a Christian thing, but it seemed like you always had to compromise. You always had to give it oneself. And they always have a tendency to use the word selfless. I'm a selfless person. I don't like that term because it means you're not giving anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's when you say selfless, there's no self going anywhere. It's like I'm portraying myself as a person who's giving, but I'm actually lying. It's when a person says I'm giving of myself, then we have a true sense of a person who's really giving because they love to do that. Then the situation here with Matthew is a guy who wants to fixate himself on something. He doesn't want to talk about anything. When I pick up this impression that there's other relationships, I feel like he came out of something when he was in Florida, and that still lingers with him. I get the impression between the two of you, there could be a future if he's willing to let go of the past. And there's also things with you as well that you need to look at the situation and go, why would I attract someone like that? Because there's still things that you're hanging on to yourself. So it's no, in the sense of the word, judgmental here. It's the idea of coming to a point and saying, okay, these are the things we see. And all we need to do is take the proper procedures and let these things go. And I tell people a lot of times with these situations, sometimes you really don't have to understand what it is. If you're in a situation and say, okay, two people have come together. Let's look at that situation. Two people come together because it's very favorable. Because in the mix of that whole thing of two people hanging on to their past, we still have things that they want. So I would, if I had tarot cards, the one thing that comes to me the most is the Two of Swords. The Two of Swords is a very important card. If you look at it correctly, is the idea of pointing out the two swords represent the past and the future. They both need to be let go of, so therefore they can unfold. One can be let go of, and the other one can unfold. And the idea of the girl, if you've ever seen a swords card, the Two of Swords, we also notice the lady is sitting down, if I'm not mistaken, with her legs crossed, and she's also blindfolded. That doesn't mean she doesn't want to see it. What it means is this person, if anybody's ever seen any kung fu movies, these are people that have a tendency to do these things so they can focus within themselves. And that's what it's saying here. Focus within yourself. It's the ideal of saying don't really focus on what Matthew wants, it's not your business. What is your business is you. And the more you clarify it in your own self and do that work and go within yourself to see if you are on the same level, that you are ready, and the process of the people you bring into your life, they have a tendency to do the same thing without you doing anything. So it always starts within you to change what's on the outside and who and whatever. This is not a manipulation thing. This is a reflection of positive energy raising your vibration that has a tendency to help other people do the same thing and what they really want. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So with the situation at hand, are you a Taurus?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, there is a reflection there, isn't it? It's the ideal of focusing and saying, okay, I'm a Gemini. I want a long-term relationship. But what if? The reason it would reflect the Taurus is because of the Lover's card of wanting that deep, compassionate love, unconditional love. But it's the idea of realizing that you have to give it first. So in the process of asking questions about another person and what they're going through, you're not giving it unconditionally. You're asking for evidence before you give that. So what they're saying, what my angels are basically saying in the cards is, quit, why don't you quit? It's time to be playful. The more playful you are, the more the world outside of you reflects that, and people will open up. The more playful it is, the more spontaneous it is, and people have a tendency to open up without even realizing it. And once you get them to that point, and they see that it's not that painful, it's not that, what we call this, it's not that so different, because at first they couldn't see it. So if they couldn't see it, it was like looking in the darkness, you know. But once you get past that point and you come into the light, then you see all the things that were scaring you were nothing but a little see a little like walking into a playground in the dark. You see little triangles. You see what you think are animals. And then when the light comes on, then you start noticing these things were never alive. They were illusions. But now, in the process of moving forward, we have moved past the illusion. to see what's real. The only way you can see what's real is to see that within yourself. The way to start a great romance is to love yourself. Mm. And everything else will follow. I'm telling you, I'm serious. I've done this for so long in a situation where I've seen things too. And I mean, I understand where you're coming from, sweetie, because I mean, we always have that ego and that human side to deal with that keeps saying, well, you know, if you remember what happened last time when this guy stepped on you and put a foot in your face, or you felt like he did, or whatever. It's the idea of realizing that the ego is going to hang on to past events to keep you right where you're at, because he has control. But it's you who needs to step outside the box to realize that when you stretch your emotions to really go after what you really do want, then you realize the ego is still in the box, and you've stepped out to see that the picture's a whole lot bigger than what the ego was going to let you allow you to be. It's going to sit and tell you all the time. And that's what I was saying before about friends in your life. They have a tendency that they were attracted because of the ego that you had. And when you step away from that ego and you rise into a spiritual sense of thing and looking at love for what it really is, you can start noticing that you have friends who have a tendency to reflect your ego. And what I mean by that is they come to you and say, here's a person, he's not really communicating with you, so he could be all kinds of things. And they start reinforcing what? Your fears. I say these friends are the ones who need to be let go of to see what happens. If they are really true friends, are they just people who are living off of negative, fearful energy to keep you away from? It's almost like sometimes we keep these friends in our lives and say, oh, these people are very important to me. Of course they are. They're tied to you to keep you in the past. Because you're scared of the future, because you really can't. When the future really comes along at what you're really supposed to be doing, it's going to look nothing like the past. So it's unfamiliar territory, so it scares you. See, the scared, the fear, keeps these, and that's when these friends come out and start saying, they start feeding off that. That's what I'm saying, we have to watch those people. Because all they're really doing is, they're either jealous, or they just don't want to be what I call the thing of the past, because that's what they are. And when they start doing that, they know it. So therefore, they have to talk you back down. So with the situation, we'll get really quickly here with the situation. Say, okay, Matt is a good thing. But I guarantee you, the more you be his friend, the more he'll be more. We guarantee. I got playful. I'm going to do a real quick reading for you, okay? I'm going to do a three-card real quick. We're going to do a three-card pyramid for you real quick. Okay, I'm going to shuffle these little buttons. I want you to tell me when to stop shuffling real quick.
Stop.
Okay, remember you're not paying for this, so you can let it shuffle as long as you want. but if you're comfortable with that, that's cool too. If that's what you felt that you should do, then we'll stop right there. I'm just saying if you feel like you should shuffle more because you feel like, because sometimes when I do these things, people think they have to stop. Because I think I want them to stop. What I want you to do is realize that the more spontaneous we are, it's another lesson to show us that when we're spontaneous, we get the truth. It comes to us without any kind of effort. We just have to open ourselves up to it. But if you're comfortable with that, next thing I'm going to ask you is, should I cut the deck or leave it the way it is?
Just leave it the way it is.
Okay, no problem. All right. What's kind of funny, the first card out is Serenity. Your next card is Archangel Therapy. This is Archangel Raphael. And then the third card is Brilliant Ideal. Now, when I sit here and look at the three cards, I get Serenity, which is a very positive card, and the Angel Therapy. Give your cares and worries to the angels and allow us to take your burden, which means just let go. Take everything that you've been focusing and worrying about. And just sit here and look at the situation like this, okay? Imagine your angels coming down, okay? Can you picture this? And they just put a bucket in front of you and they say, I want you to take all your stuff, whatever it is, worries, concerns, issues, whatever it is, and they're asking you to just take it and put it in the bucket. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the angels smile at you and then they take that bucket away. That should help you realize at that moment, just take a deep breath as they're flying away and exhale. You should feel a relief, and you should also look at the situation for what it is. The angels have just taken everything you've been worrying about, and they're going to bring it back, and it's going to come back in your life as in transmuted, as in being answered in solutions and that kind of stuff. So you've let go of it. Now the thing is to keep yourself open, do some breathing exercises to keep yourself in that sense of letting go. So therefore, you can also tell yourself, I've done this before too, in the mornings, as you can sit there in the mornings and actually focus and visualize your life being the way you want it to be. And then after the 15 minutes, I want you to sit here and take your hands and put your arms straight out in front of you, right, straight, with your palms together. And then slowly open your arms until you look like a T. But as you're opening your arms, say to yourself, I am open to receive. And as you're opening your arms, just keep saying it to yourself. I'm open to receive. I'm open to receive. This is a great way to release and let go.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also telling the universe, angels, God, everybody, that I'm open to receive the life that I'm supposed to be living, the person I'm supposed to be with, and everything else falls in place with that. Solutions to get through school quicker, sometimes with a situation of worry. People don't realize we're bringing those things in ourselves with stress. Stress is self-inflicted. So that's what I get with Archangel Raphael. But you can also work with Archangel Raphael, too, as well, to help him to enter your body, to use the emerald energy, the green emerald energy, to clear out any imbalances within you, and to help you let go. And then just tell yourself, it is done. Okay? Then we look at the third card was Archangel Raphael. I'm sorry, it's not Archangel Raphael. It's actually Archangel Uriel. This says, yes, your ideal is divinely guided. So it's almost like you're listening. I'll sit here and let me rephrase that. You are listening. But what it's trying to do to you, help you understand is what you just heard and what you're even and looking at the whole thing going, this makes sense. It's saying it's a brilliant ideal. Follow through with it.
Okay.
If it resonates with you, then it's almost like something you were looking for in the first place. Now it's being reflected back to you that you knew what you needed to do in the first place. So it's saying this ideal is divinely guided. That's the reason it's coming to you. It's coming through me. It's also a realization within yourself. It says, please take action to bring this ideal into fruition. Let's go into our next two cards to go on top of that. Serenity in your life and therapy of letting go and letting these things, letting angels, and letting God, angels, your archangels, everybody who is around you to help you, by letting those things go, you're showing a sense of truth and integrity for yourself, respect, that you're saying to yourself at this time, since I brought this on myself, I'm letting this go, I'm taking that responsibility 100%. And then the second card was divine timing. In the process of letting go, what you're saying is you accept that things will happen, and that's definitely in divine timing, all right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, with this pyramid, your final card is support. Now, if you would see this card, it shows the planet Earth, and it shows Indian guides, angels, archangels. It shows fairies, all kinds of guides around you, but it also reflects also with the mysteries. And it's trying to help you see through the mysteries to understand that some of this stuff is mystical to you. But it's also understanding. It's like these guides and angels and stuff are also like brothers and sisters and best friends. And you should interact with them just accordingly. And things will make more sense to you why these people, these entities, these angels, why they're around you. They've been there for your whole life, helping and guiding you. So in the process of focusing and, like we said before, doing the techniques and really meditating and letting yourself go. It's actually been proven that when you meditate, it also opens up new pathways with your brain.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain clarity with that whole thing. So it's just not, as most people call it, you know, mystical, new age. It's actually old age, been around for millions of years, but it also has scientific backing. And what they're trying to do is help you understand that the quickest way to do that is to open up your guides and angels. But also it shows stars in the skies to also show you it's almost like guidance from heaven, but also showing guidance from the heavens. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of what it's saying is pay attention to everything around you. Don't go looking for signs. Open yourself up for the signs to come to you and see them for what they are. I've had people do this before where they say, well, I'm going to take a sign. I got the sign. They've already got a preconceived thought in their head, and they try to pound that freaking thought into that sign. Not realizing the signs come to you to clarify, to reaffirm you're right. But they're also sometimes they come through to show you that there's a different way of doing things, a better way. And that's what I'm saying with the situation with Matthew. It's like almost like pointing out things to you to help you stay on the course at what you make your decision, what you're going to do here, which we get the impression you should definitely take it and really develop a very strong friendship with this person. That's actually going to bring them to a point to open up very strongly. All right?
Okay.
So it's the idea of paying attention to the signs and your angels and coming to you to help you not stray away from that. So saying this is a brilliant idea. The more you really focus on this part and be a friend, which means giving of oneself, but realize you got to have something to give. So constantly being focusing on you and taking the time for yourself. I always tell people, for example, in the mornings I take about an hour or 2 hours for myself to be that nice person, to be what everybody else sees, to realize I take the time for myself. Because basically doing this kind of work, the rest of the day I'm doing stuff for everybody else. So always make time, because when you do that 2 hours in the morning, you're just investing in yourself. And this is your time. Talk to your angels, your guides, everyone around you. Also get a very strong connection with your grandmother, too.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
So I'm just saying, look at, I mean.
Yeah, it's my maternal grandmother. She's the one that raised me, but she passed away, I think it's 2003, and December 12th makes, like, the anniversary of her death, and I think about it every day now.
Mm-hmm. So is she on your mother's side?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's what I was picking up and going, Mama. A very strong connection there, because I get a lot of those times when you see her look at people going, it doesn't say, as in mother, this is your mom. It says, this is the person that you would call that. And that makes sense to me, because it's like, yeah, okay, I've seen this before, where it's, you know, it's your maternal grandmother, but it's not your mother.
No, she was the one that raised me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you did call her mom, right?
I never really called her mom. I just called her grandma, but I always saw her like a mom figure.
Was there any time, because I get this very strongly, that in the midst of friends and that kind of stuff, it was almost like you get the impression that you may have made of either implied or introduced her as your mother?
I mean, no, not really.
I like that, no, not really, because it means she can't really remember if she's never done that, but it could be a possibility. That's good. The reason I think that's good, because you're being honest with yourself. And say, I might have, but I'm not really sure. It could have happened, because I know I've done that myself with certain things, you know, where you just say certain things off the top of your head and maybe never do it again. But it did happen. That's what I'm saying. It was a very strong impression. And yes, I do like to have confirmation, but if I don't, then it's one of those things that I always tell people in the process of coming up. Go over that a couple of times to yourself. See, maybe you might have done that, because I definitely did pick it up. So with the situation, sweetie, you know exactly what you need to do, right?
Uh-huh.
Don't sound so positive.
No, I do, I do. I'm tired. It's a Friday. You're a college student. Burnt out.
No, I just jumped in there myself.
I mean, I read...
I'm just saying.
And I read all these laws of attraction. It makes sense. And meditation and visualization, like visualize everything. It makes sense.
I just want you to do one thing. Like we said before, don't forget the main important thing. I had this one thing I was sharing with you too real quick. Is the idea of focusing and manifesting things, right? But you also have to feel it. Feel it as in the emotions. There's a thing that you want to have with Matthew. There's nothing wrong with visualizing that as feeling it. What would happen? How would it feel if you and Matthew were in a relationship? And then as you're visualizing that, bring the feelings in there. What would it feel like? Excitement. Well, all these other things. You know, it's like, oh, my God, the thing I was focusing on happened. And then feel that. Live that. Because I always say, if you can really put all the things together, because really, think about it. When a manifestation comes together, what happens? The emotions kick in. And then from that point on, it's a reality. So what you need to do is do this. This will clarify everything for everybody, too. When you're visualizing, to manifesting, you know, imagination, the key to manifestation, feel it. You get all that stuff in there, the color. I mean, you can almost see this thing as something that's happening right at that moment. Like when you watch a movie and you get caught up in the movie, you feel at that moment, you're living that moment in that movie. what we want you to do is we want you to make sure that you're open to the complete picture. So what you do is after you get done visualizing that for whatever feel like 10 or 15 minutes, you say this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concern. So what you're doing is you're saying, yes, I want this. But at the same time, if there's something better or maybe there's something to the picture I haven't conceived yet, more likely they can see the whole thing. So what you're asking for them to do is to manifest the whole thing. What I'm thinking, what I want, this situation, and anything else that goes along with it. So you're opening all the doors. Already?
Okay.
I'm going to go on to our next caller, but I want you to give us a call back and give us an update on this whole thing. And if you get a chance, please get in there and take advantage of the prices we've got going right now, because I feel like the one thing that would really help you out the most would be a past life reading. Because I tell everybody when we were talking about the prices for the readings and stuff, whatever I do, you can put in those sessions. So people think, well, you do a 33-minute reading. They're always thinking angel card readings and stuff like that. But, you know, we always sit there and look at the situation of what's best for you. So if you feel like you need to do a past life reading or whatever that is, then you just let us know. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
But either way it goes, give us a call back and tell us how things go, okay?
Okay. Thanks. Good night.
Good night. You have a good one. Get some rest. Drink some water, too. All right. Let's go to our next caller. That would be something I just missed. Okay, let's try it again. Sometimes when we click, it doesn't do what we want it to do. So let's try that again. Oh, here we go. Area code 508. Welcome to the show. How are you and what's your name?
Hi, I'm good. My name is Lana. I have a question. It's a medical question, so I don't know if you can answer this one.
We can answer anything you want to answer on this show because we have no restrictions of working for anybody else.
Okay. Yes, I have something going on with my stomach, and I'm working with a fairly young doctor who doesn't have as much experience, and do you pick up that it's something bacterial or what's going on with that? I mean, I've had very bad pains, and he's done some tests, but I feel like he didn't do much. And
you feel like he should be doing more?
Yeah.
And he seems like he's kind of hesitant to do anything. The first thing that came to me was he's still in that theory mood where everything's a theory. He doesn't want to sit there and really say anything and be.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he doesn't want to be wrong. I don't want to be wrong. I'm not going to do anything. So you're having this problem with your stomach?
Mm-hmm.
How long has this been going on?
At least 3 months, and I've been having a lot of pain, and I tried Chinese herbs, and they helped, but then I stopped taking them, and the pains came back. So that's why he said.
Okay, so you found some herbs and stuff that actually worked, but you stopped taking them, and they stopped working.
Well, because he kept telling me that it's just stomach acid. So I just got some things for the acid, but I felt like it could be something else. And
okay, so anyway, let's take it one step back. Now, usually when you go to a doctor, what they're going to do is give you something to mask what's actually going on. And what we're trying to do is what you're trying to do. You're trying to find a solution why it even happens.
Mm-hmm.
I get the impression that the acid part is correct. But when I go back further, I look what's causing that. And the thing I keep getting the most here is stress. There are certain things that I just feel like your stomach area, it's almost like you feel powerless, like you're out of control, like your solar plexus is out of balance. And that's actually around your stomach area, about 3 inches above your belly button. That's your solar plex. It's the one they describe as yellow. It's like if when you visualize it, what you see is you see a bright ball. Looks like a little sun. And you need to, seriously, this is, you know, it might sound crazy, but I feel like that in the process, doctors have a tendency to focus on the physical part, but see, we're focusing on everything else that goes along with it that's causing these imbalances, and it's definitely an imbalance within your body. And the thing I keep getting the most is I keep getting this freaking thing of focusing on the chakras. And it's the idea of balancing out your chakras, but going back and working more with the solar plex, and even working with your sacral chakra, which is around, which is basically the energy center that's around your ovaries.
Yeah.
Okay, we got the one. I don't know if you know anything about chakras, but that's the one that's actually in charge of appetites and desires.
I know.
And then we have
I don't know why I started to feel so stressed out.
Yeah, stress. I mean, stress is causing the acid imbalance. And then the acid is attacking you. And I just feel like if you balance out your chakras, you balance out everything else, and then these things stop. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, when I say holy cow, it's almost like saying, if you could just see what I see and how much it's going to change, how much you're going to see a difference in yourself, you can start doing it now. And we actually recommend you do that. But you're also having a problem with the situation because it's like you're looking for... It's almost like you have a preconceived thought in your head of what you might think it is. And
mm-hmm.
It's like your angels are trying to let you go, and it's still in the physical sense. You see what I'm saying? Like there's something
mm-hmm.
in your environment you think is affecting you and that kind of stuff. And really, realistically, in some sense of the word, it is. It's the idea of the stress that you're bringing upon yourself. Don't you hate this when people start contacting you through Skype and you're busy?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here going... My sister is sitting there going, what's the problem? Why are you not communicating with me? Okay. I have a life. But,
yeah, because it's very strange because I went to church and I did some prayers and I felt
mm-hmm.
like after that I didn't have stomach pain. So I was very confused after that. I didn't go to my doctor's appointment.
Well, usually when you're praying and you're asking for guidance in those situations, what they're doing is it's a form of healing. So therefore, they're balancing out your body. But see, they can continue to keep doing that. But if you don't sit here and take some measures yourself to stop this stressful situation or anything that's going on, it could be simply the idea of trying to do things the way the world thinks you should do them. And if you sit here, like I said before, if you feel like you need to go to a doctor, that's the level you're on of understanding. But if you also
mm-hmm.
feel like there's more to the situation, they're trying to lead you in a different direction to help you understand that. And the process of focusing on the doctor himself might be something the world is telling you need to do. They're trying to take it one step further and go, okay, but what's the spiritual side telling you what to do? Because even medical scientists are starting to come around to realize that when we let our emotions control us and they're out of balance, they cause ailments within the body. So when you're thinking negative and you're having negative things happen, it affects your body in a negative way, which has a tendency to manifest in diseases and that kind of stuff. But you also notice people who are very positive all the time, they don't have these problems.
Mm-hmm.
Those have definitely been going on. I'm going to sit there and I will sit there looking up your area code, which I think is actually, let me hold up, 508, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 508. Just look up in the angel book and see what your number means. Then we get some clarity on this whole thing. 508. That's a big book. Lots of numbers. All right, here we go. 508. Your prayers and life changes have resulted in an increase in financial flow. So it's like looking at the situation of what are certain things that are causing the stress. Don't worry, sweetie. We can also put some angel cards out. I'm just saying, when you
I
look
had
at the situation.
One time.
Go ahead.
Yeah, one time I had a doctor telling me that, a naturopathic doctor, he said, you have a lot of stress and that I have like an anxiety disorder on its own, but you have a lot of stress and that your adrenals are being worn out from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know if I have like a brain disbalance that's causing this.
The one thing I did get to you, the idea of self-healing, okay? When you do the self-healing, what you do is you take your hand, you put one hand on your back, and then put one hand on your stomach, and then you'll focus on bringing energy from the ground energy up to your feet, up to the tip of your head, and down through your arms to your hands. And then
mm-hmm.
you feel, then you see that energy going into the area, your stomach area. That was the very first thing I saw. And yes, what you're saying, there's imbalances within your body, but those imbalances are caused because of, because it's, you're a sinner saying, I tried herbs, I went to church, I prayed. So it's definitely pointing out a spiritual connection. And the more you start focusing on the spiritual self and realizing that these things are being bought on because of being so in the world, and they're trying to get you to look at the situation of these thoughts and these things and what the world thinks you should be doing are still with you. They're like patterns that you've accumulated as you've gone through your life. So sometimes you don't understand it.
So you feel like if I did went to like a different place and did further testing that they wouldn't find anything?
If they do that, I get the impression they'll find more imbalance. Well, they won't say it's imbalanced. They'll sort of say, well, you have a lot of acid. I'm just saying, save yourself some money. Focus on the ideal, what's going on, because it seems like you've got some good results from the things that you were doing. And it's just the ideal pointing out that you should continue to do those. Like when I talk to people about meditating and reconnecting with themselves, sometimes they just want to do it for 5 minutes, and why didn't get any results out of that? But then when they do it for 10 minutes, then they feel something. And I always feel like in the process of focusing on these things, even with healing, I did healing on my freaking on my jaw. I cracked a tooth in half, and I just refused to go to a dentist. And I've been studying these techniques for so long, I have a tendency to sit down and prove them to myself. It took me 3 hours to heal this jaw, but I've never had any problems with it since. And it took a while, and I was focusing energy there. You just got to put the it's like listening to your angels and guides and say, just keep going. Because when I was sitting there doing it, I said, okay, I did it for 20 minutes, not working. So I could feel the heat. I could feel the energy going into my jaw. So I just kept on going and going and going and going. And then 3 hours came along, and all of a sudden, my jaw tensed up. The gun went like a rope. You ever had a rope when you pull it together and it makes that noise? It did that. And that was it. It was done. It was over with. I've done the same thing with a lot of things. I dropped a 5-pound plate on my foot. And I just refused to feed into the whole thing where I would imagine. Sometimes I do visualization at the same time I do the healing techniques to just reinforce it and to tell me, like this for example, I would imagine, if you've ever seen the Terminator movies, I would imagine those skeletons with that endurable steel that nothing can hurt. I would imagine my foot being that. And then the process of sending energy to my foot and healing it, I also imagine my foot being that way. So in my mind, logically, if my foot was actually created like that, then nothing could hurt it. It was all an illusion. So we're sending energy and doing all these things and putting them all together. Next thing you know, I walk out of the gym. I say, I refuse to stop working out, too. And when I walked out of the gym, I felt no discomfort in my foot. You know, I think it might have swelled up for 2 seconds, and then it was gone.
So I had recently an experience where I had itching at the bottom of my intestinal tract, and I went to a regular doctor, and they gave me a bunch of creams and things, and they didn't work, nothing whatsoever. And I went to a homeopath, and they prescribed me a remedy that it does work on stomach as well, but it worked with suppressed emotions and feelings and anxiety itself. And when they gave me that remedy, I didn't have no itching. And I couldn't believe it.
There's also another technique you can use too. What you do is like if you're going to do it for yourself, you take your right hand and hold it. Like, you know how your shoulder is? Hold it straight up from your shoulder. Okay? Whoa.
Yep.
All right, let's get down. Hold it straight out. Press it up against something. Okay, and then ask your body. Ask your body whatever you think is wrong with you. And what happens is, if you have a yes answer, then you won't be able to push your arm down. If there's something, I don't know how we put this. It's like, and when you sit there and put it out there, and there's something wrong with you, and you ask about that, you won't be able to hold your arm up. If you can hold your arm up and say, no, that's not a problem, there's strength there. But when you sit there and say something about imbalances in your body, it points out those things to you. So your body talks to you. Once you can perfect that technique, or have somebody work with you to hold that arm down for you, to see what happens, the body will tell you what is strong with you and what needs to be worked on. Also work with Archangel Raphael to point those things out to you. like I said before, there's a book called Doreen Virtue has a book called Archangels and Ascended Masters. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's got entity, it's working with divinities and deities. There's archangels and stuff in there. So Archangel Raphael, and I think there's another one too, that can help you with the situations of finding out the cures and the solutions. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of time, one thing I don't like about doctors in this country is to sit there and say there's no cure. Which it could be one of those things that just hasn't been approved by the FDA, but there is a cure for it, so therefore there are solutions. But also the situation of what's going on with you too, the one thing that really help you out a lot is massages.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually a massage, I saw this on, it was Edgar Casey, had done like 14,000 readings, and he had a Atlantean guide who had all this medical technology, and would give him things that we know for a fact that Atlanteans had this thing about getting as close as they could to nature. Okay? One lady had an ailment that they couldn't find a cure to. What happens is you get a little spot in your eye, and what happens is it keeps getting bigger and bigger until you're blind. Well, she was one of those people that felt like there was something that she could do about it, no matter what people were telling her. And she did. And she heard about this Edgar Casey library. So she went there, and sure enough, she found this. He'd done a reading for a lady who had the same problem. And it was a simple massage, massaging the shoulders and the neck. And she did it in a certain way where it was a counterclockwise circular motion with the massages. And she started doing this. I would try to find information about these kind of massages and stuff, because they definitely would make a difference of relieving your life, your body of stress, and a lot of things you can do yourself. Okay? But I know for a fact this lady started doing this, and the spot that was in her eye started getting smaller and smaller until it was gone. And then she basically continued this practice and was just really telling people that this is what stress can do to you. It manifests ailments within your body. So it's just not one thing that can cure you. It's the idea of a combination of a lot of things. I just, like I said before, I get the idea you should continue the herbs. You should also look at the other things that you were doing too as well, the prayer and everything else that goes along with it. But the massage, I get the massage, it's like a, it's almost like capping it all.
Mm-hmm.
As in a combination of three things, and not really, and it's like we're trying to get to the point where this doesn't happen no more at all. Even when you are subjected to stress, you'll see it for what it is, and you won't let it affect, you won't let it consume you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Let me give you a card before you go too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All I ask is I'm going to shuffle these cards, and I want you to tell me when to stop, when you feel you should stop. Don't sit here and think you have to stop, okay? You got plenty of time.
Stop.
All right. Okay, you want me to cut this or leave it the way it is?
The way it is.
All right. Well, the way it is. Okay. Okay, this is a good card, because basically I think what it's really saying here, I don't even think, I just really feel very positive about this is what it's saying. The card is Archangel Uriel. It says brilliant ideal. It also says, yes, this ideal is divinely guided. Please take action to bring this ideal to fruition, which means start doing this as soon as possible. I get the impression right now, it's like looking at the situation of stress. It's the idea of your shoulders. Like when I say shoulders and shoulders, if we have two sets to our shoulders. We got the shoulders, the calves themselves. We also have the shoulder blades. We also have the connection that goes into the neck. Those places is the idea of focusing on those, any kind of massages that can actually relieve the stress in those areas. I also feel like you need to correct your posture as well, because there's a lot of pressure on your back. I also get the impression you need to speak your mind.
Mm-hmm.
We put it like this. When you don't have a backbone, your back suffers.
Mm-hmm.
So you focus and say, okay, next time I feel like I need to say something. It's the ideal, okay, right. You feel like if you say this, you're going to hurt somebody. But you should put it in perspective, saying I'm being prompted to say this. So more than likely your angels are saying this needs to be said so this person can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a couple of things that you need to hear yourself. So just follow those things.
Okay.
Guidance is guidance, and you need to understand that when you, it's like we always get that really strong prompting. And the reason we know this is because later on we get this impression we should have said something. That's a confirmation. Mm-hmm. So we want to get ourselves past the point of always speaking our mind. You might get a lot of people who don't, they're mad at you, but one thing they'll never be is in the dark with you. And that's what you want people to be. You want to speak your mind, no matter what. There's always tactful ways of telling people. As long as you keep it on a nice, positive, even keel, whether you don't yell or scream or just sit there and say, I mean, looking at people going, this is, you're asking a question, you're saying things, and this is what I feel you should do. And then just leave alone. This will definitely take a lot of stress off your shoulders, too. So just, with the thing, like I said before, the card was a brilliant idea. Sit down, feel how it resonates with you.
Mm-hmm.
This will help you understand the course you need to take. I might even tell you that you already knew things already, and it's helping you to motivate yourself to follow through. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So do
makes
it.
Yeah,
ready?
I don't have a very good therapist, so I have to change.
Well, like I tell everybody else, if you want to sit there and take advantage of the prices I got going on right now and whatever, and so I always tell people, too, if you got a certain kind of budget and you just can't quite make the prices themselves, don't worry about it. Get, you know, like bring an offer to the table. I had a lady I was selling blocks of time at one time, and she said, oh, we can get like 4 or 5 sessions for $99. And she goes, well, how about 3 for $50, you know? And I said, well, I felt like giving her 4 because she was so bold about even asking. I like people who are very straightforward. So I was like, hey, since you were straightforward, I'll give you another one on top of that. So, you know, it's one of those things to say, you've got a budget. I understand it. But my biggest thing is of course, I want to make an income because this is what I do and I want to continue to do it. But my biggest thing is of telling people to take advantage of these prices is the idea I'll put them this way so I can actually make it more easier so we can work together, so we can deal with the situation. Because there is a thing about, I hate to say this, but there are a lot of therapists who are just out there writing in their books. And then they write a book.
For what?
They write in their book. They'll sit there and like they act like they're listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like they're putting together information, and then you'll notice that people come out with a book later on. They want to help people, but I said, okay, it's great to help people with a book, but how about helping the people that come to you instead of looking at them as just a paycheck? So I understand that point of view. That's what I'm saying. My biggest thing is to help people realize this. Is come in and do a session. Okay, maybe you pay for an hour, but if it takes longer than an hour, I don't care. I want to sit down and make sure that we actually get this done because, I mean, a lot of things that are going on with you right now, I feel like it's just the idea of having an outlet to actually clarify, to make sure that you're actually going down the right path. So think about that. Get back with me, and we'll see what we can do. But definitely please call me back and give me an update on what's going on. And if you can't seem to find the solution with the massages, then let me do my research and find one for you, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
But thank you for calling in tonight. And try to enjoy the rest of the weekend, all right?
I am.
Okay. All righty.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. All righty. Let's see. Where are we going now? Let's go to area code. Okay. Don't you like when you click it, you know what's going to happen. Okay, area code 212. Welcome to the show. How are you? Welcome. What's your name?
Hi, Annalisa.
Hello. Hello, Lisa.
Annalisa.
So where are you, Lisa? It's like you fell into a tin can.
I'm sorry, my handheld is broken, so I have to speak on speakerphone.
Okay, we'll take your word for it.
It's true, it's true. Go ahead.
I said, I believe you. But you go ahead and you sit there now. So what's what brings you to the show tonight?
Well, I have a friend who's going to be a couch surfer. He's going to be staying in my living room for a while. And he doesn't have a home right now. And the last time he was here, it was a couple of weeks. And it's just I like to wake up early. Sometimes I do sleep in, but my sleeping in is more like 9:30. His sleeping in is more like 1 p.m.
Oh,
and I'm not And he's going to be in my living room, and you know, he's a light worker, he's a dear soul, but he also tends to, his energy is very, he's always pushing to be ahead of himself. There's always an urgency and nervousness. And I feel like I'm in a delicate transition, needing to anchor and find my space and my peace. And I want to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like it's a delicate little dance right now, because I'm trying to get on a schedule, and he throws me way the other way.
Okay, so what do you feel like you should do?
Well, I feel like I have to let him stay. But I want to just set, like, you know, I need to start making noise by like 9:30 in the morning or 10. I can't let it go till noon or 1. I can't be that close to the house.
Okay, what does he do at night?
He just stays up, works on his computer.
Okay, what does he do?
He's a photographer, and he's working to do a few other things, sell art and whatnot. Mostly he's online.
Okay, so
yeah.
I'm just saying he does the photographic thing. I feel like he's not really tapping.
His schedule.
He needs, right, but he needs to sit there and focus. You say he's a light worker, but he's not doing his work.
He thinks it is, you know, he's a photojournalist. He thinks the way he writes and the pictures he captures, that he is doing his work. It's his calling. It's where he needs to be.
But who benefits from it? Him or anybody else?
He would say he's following his passion, his joy, his bliss.
Well, no, I understand that point of view, but he's not, I mean, in the process of looking at the situation, you feel like he's holding back. It's like there's more to the whole situation that he's not willing to explore, because he's got a predetermined, you know, I'm basically saying, okay, this is what I feel like, this is my passion. But he's not opening the door to actually experience the whole picture. For example, okay? When I opened my first shop, okay, the idea that came across was a situation of just doing one thing, doing angel card readings and working with people. But in the course of doing that work, that's when I found out I'm just not clairvoyant or clairaudient. I'm everything. And then, you know, the idea of exploring, why do I touch people and feel certain ways, or why am I palm reading so more powerful than everybody else? It was because it was a connection. There was combinations of a lot of things working in those situations. But you know, it took a while to actually open up to these things, to actually see them for what they were. So the idea of the passion, I understand the passion. But for some reason, I feel like with the situation, he feels like his pictures are this way. But who has said that to him? What kind of reinforcement, what I'm saying, what kind of feedback is he getting from all the things that he's doing? He's not taking full advantage of the situation. It wouldn't be where he's at.
Maybe you're right.
When I look at the situation and say, okay, if things are not working out the way they're supposed to, that means when I look at the situation, I'm not loving enough, which means I'm not exploring all the parts of my life. I'm just focusing on one. There's an imbalance there. So therefore, it reflects in my outer world of saying, okay, if I'm focusing on this situation, but my financial situation is out of balance, it means I'm not focusing on that.
Well, I know. I mean, no, he's psychically very developed, clairvoyant, clairaudient, all that. But he's not integrated in his emotional nature at all. The emotional body's completely shut down. Hold on one second.
Oh, no. What the heck just happened there?
Sorry. No, I know.
Did we fall into a washer?
What? I'm sorry.
Is that a washer we just fell into?
No, I had the TV on pause and it started making noise again. The program was...
Okay. No, you're right. See, the point, people, a lot of times when people get in the spiritual lifestyle, they get puffed up and they think they don't have to experience certain things, not realizing that we do have emotions to express, so they have to be done. But
the
situation...
He's not puffed up. He's emotionally, he's just, you know, hard childhood, whatever it was. He just never did the emotional work. He actually had a belief that it would slow him down. He wouldn't be able to do his work.
How can you be compassionate if you're not willing to express compassion? If you're not, I mean, this is the point. In the process of financial problems and primary situations, just not being where he should be at is the ideal of not loving enough. That is an emotion, and it's not going to slow him down. He doesn't realize in the process of the situation, it's actually going to put himself in a different light of actually attracting everything he needs. Not
yeah,
just,
and we've talked about it, and he's finally realized that he does need to do his emotional work and that he's willing to do it. I'm just wondering, what do I do with him in my living room, you know?
Well, that comes to me is, I get the impression what you need to do is you need to be able to work together on a business level. While he's with you, you can't put it on the perspective of friends. I feel like, in some sense, the word that would actually, that would hinder him. You understand what I'm saying? Like saying, you can stay here for a period of time. This is what you got to do. You know, you do what you, you know, somebody's like, give him the freedom to do what he's got to do. But at the same time, I don't think there's anything wrong with evaluation of actually seeing if he's actually doing those things. Because, you know, I get the impression he does say a lot of things sometimes, but he has a hard time following through with those because he gets pulled into something like we call escape. Does that make sense to you?
It sounds more like you're reading me.
Okay, but you got to understand the situation too, sweetie. Like attracts like, and now you guys
yeah.
are going to be living together. So
oh,
definitely
I know
a lot of
questions here. Yeah.
That's why we say we have to sit there and treat this like a business transaction. So therefore, you have to sit there and do one thing. You have to protect yourself from him. You can sit. When I say it's protection, I'm not saying he's a bad person. I'm just saying that you have your own thing to work on, and so does he. It's like the thing that came to me the most was surround yourself with pink light. That way you can still be a loving, caring person. You can still experience things, even be able to give him advice without him actually, I call interfering with your space. So this will work. If it's one of those things of, if you do that, even the idea of sitting down with him and saying, you need to do this, you need to surround yourself with what you think. I did this with one lady before too, and she said she wanted to tweet it a little bit. She said she wanted to use the purple light because that's what she felt more comfortable with. That's what you need to do. But it's definitely a form of protection that you can have that separates the two of you in the process of actually being able to work with each other. Like if he comes to you and asks you for advice, you separate yourself from the situation emotionally at that point. And I understand where he's coming from on that kind of situation where you can separate yourself so you can see it for what it is and look past the illusion and help him with good advice. And also look at the situation for what it is and actually live and learn from the reflection he gives you too as well. But in order for these reflections to really work, you have to protect yourself from his chaotic energy, which he needs to work on balancing.
Right.
So he sits there and says, I have this out, I have this worked out, I'll have to do that. But see, the point is, when we say balance, we're talking about balance between the physical and the spiritual, which means that you have success in all parts of your life. So finances are kicking in, love, you can actually be emotional, you can be, not emotional, but you can actually utilize emotions without them consuming you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. And also the ideal, realizing that, because I've been there before myself, you look at the situation and you do feel like your guidance is leading you in a certain direction that most people don't understand because they still sense things in a worldly way. Like, you know, you got to have a job, you got to do this and that. You know, they're not realizing the process of, in the Bible it says that too, you know, live, you have a job to do. But that means pretty much in what you're destined to do with your life. And a lot of people don't understand that because people are so caught up in the situation of realizing, say, okay, I got to work a job. I got to work 40 hours. But see, once they put themselves in a situation, like you said before with him, he's in this mode where you feel like it's like a stress of things that he has to do. See, when you're caught up in that kind of concept of thinking there's things that you've got to do, you're thinking, I got to do this. So see, you're in your head. You need to bring it back down to your heart and follow your heart. In the process of that whole situation, see, you're doing what you feel you should do. So you're following your heart. But when you're in your head thinking all the time, what you're really doing is the world is influencing you, and you think you have to do it a certain way. I mean, if I don't get a job, people are not going to like me. Who gives a hoot? Go back to where you're supposed to be in the first place. Everything will work out, and everything will fall into place. A lot of times people in the worldly way don't understand that whole thing, and they don't understand that's where the chaos comes from because they're not allowing things to unfold the way they're supposed to. I just feel like with this situation of using the light of protection and even the ideal of working with Archangel Michael to keep those attachments non-existent, so therefore this will work, this interaction, because I feel like this is happening for a reason, and I feel like there's a lot of reflection that you're reflecting to him as much as he's reflecting to you, and I feel like the more you sit back and learn from it, it's just going to really help both of you, so when you walk away from the situation, I just feel like he's going to be in a better life, financially. Because a lot of people, when they get into spiritual, I'm just saying, a lot of times people get into spiritual lifestyles, they let go of the passion. They let go of the anything that has to do with emotions because they think it's beneath them.
Do you see any time duration?
Right now with the situation, I feel like 2 weeks is 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I feel like I really feel like a lot of this stuff can be accomplished in 2 weeks if everybody concerned lets go. Because in the process of surrounding yourself with the protective, loving energy, you have to realize that you are protected. So therefore, you can let down your guard.
Yeah.
So the realizations and this spiritual unfoldment happens. And I feel like it happened in that 2 weeks. It's not a complete thing. We know spirituality is not something that just happens in 2 weeks. Oh, I'm done. You know, it's not a college course. It's a continuous progression throughout your whole life. But, you know, when you sit there and look at the situation, he needs to understand that too. And it's like he just got himself in this box, you know. He needs to get out of it. I don't see that. Like I said before, the way it comes to me is I get the impression of 2 weeks. It should not be any longer than 2 weeks. I feel like this man really has some really manifestation skills. If he would just utilize them.
Yeah.
So you.
I do too. Okay, that's what I was feeling too, was 2 weeks, because it could go on and on and on. And last time it was at the end of 2 weeks, I was like, this is all I can do. This is all I can do.
Yeah, because you got to put it this way, like, you know, the situation and stuff. I've seen this before too, where I've been in situations where, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we didn't listen to the intuition and to the guidance that was coming to us. Next day we're sitting on the street going, okay, do I want to be homeless or what do I want? And then at that moment, it just put me in a situation of clarifying that, and I found a solution. And then before the night was even over, I was somewhere else, and things worked out. It was just a way of showing me that when I put my mind to something and listen, things fall into place very quickly. It could happen in days. I've actually seen things happen in 5 minutes. And even, it's like letting go of the world. The world says, so if you're trying to manifest a car, it's going to take some time. No, it's not. When you manifest, it doesn't matter the size of it. It's all energy. Energy is energy. When you sit there and look at the situation and understanding what that means, it's your resistance. It usually takes a while for things to happen because your resistance tells you, oh, this is just going to take like months to get this thing to manifest this. It's the idea of letting go of the worldly way. I had a friend of mine that actually got some money that she'd been waiting for I don't know. But the government came in and said, hey, you know, we got to check this out. We got to do this, blah, 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 blah. You can't have it for 6 months. And she goes, that's what they said. What can I do? Change it. Use it as motivation and say, okay, they're wrong. And I'll prove it. I think it should happen in 2 weeks because it's my money. Focus on the outcome the way you want it to. I've seen this too many times with situations where people think, well, yeah, 2 weeks. Ooh, no. Look at it as you only have one day. What could you accomplish in that day? And you'll see something happen way before 2 weeks. It's just the idea of looking at it. I mean, I've seen people that look at the situation like this. I've seen a situation where this couple were trying to get their kids in this private school. And they came to her and said, well, his birthday falls after the due date, so he can't get into school. The two people said, that's fine, but could we talk to the manager? So they talked to the manager. The manager says, we never change our minds. We don't change our policy. This is just the way it is. They go, okay, no problem. So they stayed calm the whole time. And they said, no problem, because see, in their minds, they were not going to allow themselves to be pulled into someone else's perception. They're going to focus on their perception and what they see the outcome as. So they sit there and looked at the situation and said, I know miracles happen because I've seen them. And this is another thing that's going to happen to you as well. So they sit there and held their ground. And the next thing you know, they're talking to the person who's in charge. And they found out later it was actually the owner. And they said, you know, we feel like our child should be able to be put in the school. And they gave them all the qualifications. Because we're only talking like 2 or 3 days after the due date, right? And they said, we don't change our policy. But he says, I do answer to a board. And I'll bring it to them. He goes to the board. Do you know he came back later on scratching his head? Looked at this couple and he said, I don't know why we're doing this. But we're going to allow your kid to go to the school. You know what happened? They refuse to see it any other way except for what they saw. He said, this is the way it's going to happen. This is the way it's going to go. My angels and my guides say, this is what's supposed to happen. If I can see it, then it exists. I just have to be patient and focus and see my perception come to reality. And it did. You know, I've seen, like when I was in, you know, like the situation I was telling you before, my big thing was sitting on the street going, I do not want to put my head, have my head on the sidewalk. And then all of a sudden somebody came to me and said, okay, you clarify what you don't want. What do you want? I see myself sitting in a nice bed with a pillow under my head, and it's a nice, nice room. And there's hotels all around me, too. And I was telling a friend of mine, I said, this was kind of a great manifestation because my angels and guides, I sit there and made it, I was like, I've done this before. We all have a time where we get off the path. We have times when we're listening. We know we listen to our angels and guides. We listen to God. We listen to everybody. And then for some reason, we get off that path. But I guarantee you, the moment we sit and stand back and start listening again, things will get better. We just have to realize that in the process of trying to do it on our own, we get ourselves in trouble. So I sit here and did the same thing here. I said, okay, I'm going to listen. Because you already showed me things that did happen that I didn't listen. The girl who threw me out, I didn't see this happening. It was just she wanted to throw me out because basically I was getting too far ahead. And she wanted to maintain that control. It was a fear that she hadn't faced either. But that wasn't my responsibility. But I did. But my angel did come in and said, she's going to throw you out. No, she would never do that. Well, next thing I know, I'm sitting on the street, you know. And it was great, too. I had a job that I was working at a hotel, and the process is still doing all this kind of work. But then it just came to me. The angels are like, okay, you going to listen? I said, okay, I'm going to listen. I won't argue. Do you know they sit there and told me to go to this hotel? And I said, I got no money. So I got $17 for $35 a night. They're going, thought you said you weren't going to argue. Oh, I'm not arguing with you. Oh, maybe I am. So I stopped and said, okay, you're right. So I stopped and said, okay, I know for a fact from the past of all the things that happened to me at that moment, even getting to Colorado didn't cost me a dime because I listened to my guidance. So I started listening. I went to the situation. I went to the hotel. And I walk in this room. I walk in the door, and my angel said, tell her everything. Tell her what this woman done to you. Tell her everything going on because it's the truth. It will resonate with them. That's the thing. The truth resonates with the people. They know. So I said, okay, if I tell her the whole story, I just saw myself getting kicked out, you know. So I said, okay, I'll just listen. So I listened. I walked in there, and I told the lady the whole thing, and then she looked at me right in the face and said, I promised myself I wouldn't do this again. But I'm going to give you a room. I said, you want my $17? And she said, no, you need it more than I do. But she said, you get paid in 2 days, right? I said, yep. She said, if you're not here on Friday, your stuff's going into the streets. Now, see what she was trying to do, because I felt it. She said it, but she said it because she was doing something that she told herself she wasn't going to do. She had a thought in the back of her head of why she wasn't going to do it no more because of all the things, the negative things that had happened. But she still went ahead and did what she did because she still felt like it was the thing to do. You see what I'm saying? There's a little conflict, but she decided to make the right decision, what she felt she should do. So she did, and what happened Friday, I remember this too, I got paid on Friday, I got sidetracked, because I think I had to actually work over, and I forgot. But you know what I got down there? She had actually gone and cleaned my room, made my bed, did the whole thing, my stuff was right where I left it. She wasn't even there. I didn't see her until Saturday. But when I saw her on Saturday, she said anything? No, she didn't say nothing. I knew right then and there, it was just her way of trying to have some kind of control in the situation. So she did it. But see, I tell people like this. This is like one of those, this is a like one or two manifestations that happened that set off a chain reaction of more positive things to happen. Because in the process of getting this thing in this hotel, because I was like, this is a strip of hotels. Why was this one picked? Why did I go to this hotel? What was so important about this one? Well, a year before that, I had actually gone up into Manitou Springs in Colorado and declared where I wanted to live. And I found this really old place built back in 1870s that was actually a hotel. It was an old folks' home. It was all kinds of stuff. And actually, when I went to go look at it, it was still a place for people to stay. It was like a resting home. And I said, man, boy, they would just change it back to apartments again. This would be a great place to stay because it has so much history. I could feel the presence there and stuff. Do you know, in the course of the whole year, they changed the format, and they actually turned it back to apartments? And guess what? The lady that I went to stay in her hotel, her husband managed that place. So you see the connection? It wasn't just one manifestation. It was like the angels were leading me down the course of a path of things I'd already declared, but it was also my manifestations were all starting to fall into place. it just took my hard-headedness to not take myself out of a situation. I should have taken myself out earlier, and these things probably would have happened even quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't do that. But see, in the process of even stopping for that moment and getting back on the path and start listening again, they still happen anyway. Just the timing was thrown off. All right? I got that hotel room. I got an apartment in that freaking place. And all these things I got before I had the money. But I still got those things. But see, those things would defy reality because everybody tells you, you got to have a deposit, you got to have a rent, you got to pay utilities, blah, blah, blah. And actually, this place here, I went to go look at these apartments. I found one. The guy was very, he must have been intuitive too, but he looked at me and said, you got any money? I said, no. He said, I thought, what are you going to do? I don't know, but I would love to have this apartment. And so I'll kind of say it over and over again. I would love to have this apartment. That's why we say the emotions are very important. Love is the key. It's a major principle. If you use that in everything you do, or just sit there and tell yourself, there's got to be a better way. So you're thinking positive. You're looking for a positive solution. You're not looking for any more bad things to happen. So that's why I said, he sat there and said that, right? And I said, there has to be a better way. And I was like, I would love to have this apartment. I would love to have this apartment. This is before I even found out with numerology. I'm actually a master number 11. And the apartment I loved so much was 308, which actually was 11. So I was like, but I was going to say that to myself. And he said, he excused himself. He said, I got to go check on something. I'll be right back. He comes back in 10 minutes and says, I have a deal for you. And it was almost like I was expecting something to happen. And I think that's the key too, the emotions of expectation. Something's going to happen, and I'm going to be living in that apartment. I saw myself living there too. I used to come going over and over in my head, I love this, I love this. He came back and looked at me and says, my maintenance man's drunk again. He said, if you finish painting this apartment, you can move in now. And he said, when December comes along, this was like the first week of November. It wasn't like the last week of November. It was the first week of November. I remember this. Because he said, when December comes along, we have this special going on right now. If you just pay the $99 deposit, you can move in. He said, I understand you're already moving in now. But really, realistically, you're not paying any money. So therefore, when December comes along, you can still take advantage of the $99, and it gives you about 2 months to get on your feet. So that's what I'm telling people about being silent and let them. The universe take care of you. Because this was one of the best manifestations and the best example in my life that made me start seeing things in a different way. Because I remember when I moved away from that apartment, I had also found a cottage that the lady said I had to give her $600 deposit to hold it until I came up with the rest of the money. Do you know what I actually gave her? I gave her $20 to hold that apartment, and she said okay. It was just the ideal of saying people are positive. People want to, you know, people are loving, caring people. We just have to focus on that side of the whole thing. And
can I
ask, process them. Go ahead, sweetie.
I want to be responsible financially too on my end, and you know, I've been behind in my bills and rent and things. I was wanting backers for my personal projects and trying to get backing for other projects, and I was offered a job to promote an electronic cigarette, and I know that people who will not quit, it's actually better for them, but you know, the downside is people who might have quit, if they have these available, may not quit. So that, you know, there's kind of, you know, I know it's not, you know, selling organic fruit, but at the same
right.
time might help me,
it's
be
an alternative.
My landlord happy in my little apartment. And
I want you to realize the one thing I was thinking and focusing on, the first thing that came to me, I didn't mean to cut you off, which is it came to me very quickly. To help people understand that money comes in so many ways, so many avenues. But see, we've been taught money only comes through jobs. It only comes through banks, which are two bad situations, I think, because you're relying on somebody else besides relying on yourself. And that was the very first thing that came to me, was you can have money coming to you in so many avenues. The idea of this electronic thing is an alternative to taking people away from death. So I see it as a very positive thing. But it's also the idea of working with people, too, with this electronic thing of actually getting them to a point of realizing that addictions are actually based on worldly things, as realizing that you're allowing these things to happen to yourself. I'm just saying, if you could twist it all up in the whole thing, I just feel like it would be very financially, it could be financially overwhelming, which is a very positive thing. Yeah,
okay, good.
Showing that.
I have I have a connection, and it could be as easy as a couple of introductions, and, you know, I could set up a commission for a lifetime.
But you also have a very, very strong connection with people in general. And I would definitely sit here and do one thing, too. Work with your chakras. I would focus on doing a little extra work with your solar plex and your throat chakra.
Yes.
There's really an incredible book out there by Doreen Virtue called Chakra Clearing. It talks about not just chakras. It gives you the insights about all the things that affect them negatively, positively. But it also shows you that these things are connected to everything that goes on in our lives, like our throat chakra. The idea of clearing your throat chakra is the idea of helping people not just hear you, but understand you. That everybody crosses your path will understand what you're trying to say and really take it into consideration. And that's what you really are looking forward to, because you have a lot of things to say. You're very in-depth and very insightful.
Oh. Yes, if I can sit myself down and actually channel and write the books, I get all the titles, and I write a lot of notes, but I'm learning completion.
What you need to do, sweetie, you need to get you one of those little tape recorders. You can get one of those electronic ones, or you can get one of those little tapes and start recording yourself and then play it back. I'm actually hearing yourself do these things where it seems like it would be motivation. When you hear yourself, then you just want to do more and realize that from what you hear, you do know what you're doing. So therefore, it kind of influences the whole thing. And I just feel like there is three books that need to be coming out. I get the impression three books before the end of the year. No. Let me rephrase that. We are at the end of the year. What I mean is before the end of 2012. Let's clarify that.
Okay.
But I feel like there is one that you could put together and have it out back before the end of the year.
I feel like that. I've got a lot of it. Yeah, go ahead.
Poems, short stories. Consider those as well. Very talented. I'm just saying, my biggest thing is the situation is that putting these things in perspective, because right now I'm going to start writing a column for this internet magazine called Bell Spirit Magazine. Uh-huh. Go to my Facebook and check it out. It's a really cool movie. It's a real cool magazine. It's going to be coming out in January. I'm going to be doing a column in there on relationships. And it was one of those things of trying to find a format. And see, when we start looking for formats, we don't realize we've already had a format. We just have to trust that. And it's the idea of listening to your intuition and say, okay, when you sit there and you're talking to people and you're communicating, you're doing certain things, you have a certain way of getting across to them. All you have to do is figure out how to do that through a book, of them seeing not just what you're writing, but also feel it and also see the personalities behind that as something real. And I just figured that out, like, too. I tell stories. In the process of stories, I have a tendency to clarify things that we're trying to talk about and actually talk about them in detail. But see, the stories help me to help not just me, but everybody else understand that. And it's a format for me to help people to go deeper into the situations if you've experienced these situations as well. So that's what we're going to be doing. It was kind of scary at first, too. I had to go, okay, we're going to be doing a publication here and doing a column in a magazine, which is something like, it's like going back and say, okay, did you or did you not? Are focusing on avenues. You want to do lectures and workshops, and you want to have a radio show, and you want to do that. In the process of doing those, you also said, this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying, harmonious ways for the highest good of everyone concerned. So all of a sudden, this came out of the blue, where someone just came to me and said, you need to talk to this lady. She's doing a magazine. I want to talk to her. Somebody had come across and told her and said, they recommend me for this job. So you see, there's all this stuff going on just by us doing our work, putting ourselves out there, and then when people see that, they pass it on. And I think if we keep, you know, holding ourselves back, the things that we really want to happen can't happen until we let go. And that's a prime example, because now this came through, this whole thing was a scary thing, but I also see it as a very, for some reason, I just feel like this is like almost a big kickoff, not just by doing this, but that there's something about the whole thing. You just feel like it's going to be a really success. So you put yourself in the situation. Huh?
Congratulations. It's exciting.
It is exciting. It scares the hell out of me. But I told my friend of mine, I was like, I got it all in my head. I'm a person, I don't do notes. I don't do anything. I just go over my head a couple of times. I get the thing down. Next thing you know, I'm going to be sitting in front of the computer, and all of a sudden it's just going to start pouring out on me, which I was actually working for this one company called Random. When we do email readings, we have to do no less than 2,000 characters. You ever try to write 2,000 characters to answer a one-question reading? That was a challenge. But I did it, and I just started looking and focusing, and just all these things started coming to me to the point where I also used cards and stuff, and I just felt like people needed to, especially with my Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael cards, because they have prayers that go with those cards as well. And those are usually the two specific ones everybody works with, where Archangel Michael helps you to cut loose and helps you reestablish your energy and do that whole thing, which I think is very important with you as well. Archangel Michael can tap you into the universal energy, so therefore you never feel tired anymore and you just keep going, going, going. But also Archangel Raphael is another one who helps you to, as in the process of Michael helping you cut loose the cords, Archangel Raphael is there to help you heal in the process of releasement. And I know for a fact that when you do these two things, everything else opens up. I had a couple of things where I was dealing with guilt. I thought I already dealt with it, but all of a sudden it kept coming up. Even to the point, I did a Reiki session with some lady, and she started picking the things up too. I'm sitting there going, maybe there's something to this. So I go back to my drowning accident. I found out there was still some guilt there. In the process of letting that guilt go, I already had my shop. But it seemed right after I let go of that guilt, it affected everything in a positive way. My finances went up. My money, people started coming through the door. They started seeing me more as what I was trying to, you know, what I was actually doing. People, religious fanatics, started attacking me to the point where it wasn't like they were just coming in and saying what they were going to say. It was the ideal of having the strength and the maturity to actually come back and say, well, this is what I believe too. And it was kind of funny how we were like all on the same level. They were very angry because it was like, ooh, you know, they would sit there and go, you're about an inch away from what, believing what you believe? But you're still seeing what I'm saying. And you're still seeing the truth in that too as well. So maybe we're just two people coming from two different angles but still have the same message. Maybe we should look at it that way. Instead of fighting each other, maybe we should work together. So you said the situation with you and your friend?
Mm-hmm.
If it's all put in the same format, it's one of those things you could work together. You know, it's like a spiritual smack in someone in the face to wake up and say, hey, man, you have more than just the talents that you're experiencing now. There's so much more to those things that spin off to other things with your life and your career. But you're not allowing those things to happen because you feel like you've got to be contained right now. But protect yourself and then let yourself open up completely. All righty?
Okay. Well, thank you so much and bless you.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate the call. And like I was telling everybody out there, if you know, we have some really great prices right now. I just like to really have people take advantage of those things, because my biggest goal is to just want to do more and more and more. So if it makes it easier for you, great. And that's what we're trying to do here, because it's just the ideal sitting down and just having, me personally, I just have so much fun with this. And I feel like the more you love what you do, that also comes across as well. So with that kind of love going out there, I mean, it's got to have a great positive effect, and we just want to keep doing that. So,
I really appreciate your encouragement. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't know if I wasn't sighing. I was just taking a deep breath because I had a very exhausting day too. So, but you enjoy the rest of the weekend, and if you don't take advantage of the getting a session with me, please call us back and give us an update on your life. Okay? Love to hear from you again.
Okay. Thank you. Bless you. Night. Bye.
Good night. Bye bye now. Let's see. Ding, ding, ding. Well, we're going to sit here and go on with the situation, and we're going to continue to go on. I want everybody to understand, if you're in the queue, just stay right where you're at. We're going to get right to you. We got like 16 minutes left in the show. It's actually 1:13 a.m. here on the East Coast. Psychic Ex-Attorney Man, your host. This is Psychic Ex-Attorney Man, Spiritual Link. Welcome if you're just now tuning in. If you just got in the queue, we're definitely going to get to everybody and everyone, so just hang right in there. No problem at all. We just want you to make sure that even when we're not streaming, we're still recording, okay? And as long as you're in the queue, I will definitely get to you. All righty, let's go on to our next caller. And that would be, as soon as it comes through, we hit the button. Now we just got to wait for it to come through. All right, we got area code 270. Welcome to the show. How are you, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Jarita, and I'm not together.
Okay.
I've gone through a lot of changes recently, and I've been listening to your show for about a week and a half, just about whenever it's available or whenever I'm up at that moment. And I've been actually taking your advice about letting go of those people that bring out the past negatives to that affect me and kind of like non-development or growth towards positive. And I actually have done that. I'm actually at a point where I'm not communicating with very many people because of a lot of caution.
Right. No, it can be one of those situations that can be a little overwhelming because of sometimes we do have friends that have been with us for quite a while, you know, and then also we have a situation that comes along, as I had some too. I mean, actually, I had a friend of mine who actually slept with a girlfriend, and that was really a hard situation. But, you know, when we look at situations of true friends, you know, we actually got past that whole thing. And what the situation was, it wasn't him. It was the girlfriend. But, you know, it was one of those things of looking at situations and seeing what they were really all about and who the real ones are, because the girlfriend disappeared. But the friend, he was still there. And there were certain things that were going on that time, but also a lot of things changed too as well with him and me. So it was progression of a friendship as well. So those things change. So you got to look at those too. I mean, a lot of people are still with me. We might cross paths with people. You know, it's me. It's one of those things. We're looking at things realistically and go, okay, these are just friends. I love it. I enjoy it when we cross paths. I enjoy the whole thing, you know?
Special friends that bring out a higher self out of you. Like, you feel glad to be with them, and things that bounce between you two is always funny or lighthearted. Those are good. But, you know, I also recently
where are you calling from, lady?
I've had California.
Where are you calling from?
I'm on Earth.
Okay. No, I was just looking at your area code, and what I'm trying to do is look it up in my angel book.
The area code is a different area code than where I'm locally.
I know that, sweetie, but we've also found out with that three number that's still associated with you, it's almost like 9 out of 10 people. I would even say 10 out of 10 people. Every time we look up the book to find out the definition, it always resonates with them. It was great, because it's still attached to you, you know?
Oh,
maybe you don't
it
live there
definitely
anymore.
Is. No, my mom still lives there.
I'm sorry, but I'm also saying one thing I see with the situation too, sweetie, is you need to change that, because you're still connected to the past. Just want to put that out there for you.
True, true, very true, and my mom needs to come to California.
Here's one for you. Just tell me how this resonates with you. I had a necklace on with a ring. It was actually my ring, okay? But what I had done with the girl I was dating this last summer, who I would love for her to call me, and I would love to get back with her, okay? But I was sitting there looking at the thing, and we were listening to the three keys to how to manifest a soulmate and be with someone now, or even the ideal situation. I think sometimes with these situations, too, of being back with somebody, I think it's one of the things we need to clear out the whole ideal and realize that anything that's connecting us to the past, even positive memories, are still connecting us to the past that need to be cut loose. So I was thinking about this necklace I'd given her, I'd sent to her, and I actually remember seeing this picture of her where she had two fingers in my ring. That's how big my ring is to compare to her. And she had this necklace. And then the idea of her sending it back after this whole thing kind of unfolded the way it did. I don't let myself really think about it as something that's ended, but as something that's on pause. So I said, the whole thing. But one of the keys was like, you need to clear, you need to specify, and then in the process of manifestation, it's just not the ideal of characteristics in a list. It's also the things that you want. What we mean by that is, this, just for example, if you love oral sex, there's nothing wrong within the context of a relationship that you want, that you feel like this would benefit you because it's something you want, to focus on that. But it's also to take it one step further, to sit there and say, okay, if that did happen and it was happening, to focus on the feeling. So a lot of people have a tendency, they can actually focus and they can feel that. So it's a good example in some sense of the word. But it's the idea of looking at other things too in the context of the relationship. Are you a person who likes to be hugged a lot? Then you put that on your list. If you're a person who likes to hold hands, if you're a touchy-feely person, more likely you want to be with a touchy-feely person. Because if you don't, it doesn't work. But it's also this one thing I loved about this. I was listening to this lady talk. She said she went to her psychic. She went to her astrologer. You know, everybody's telling her flat out, this is not the time in your life at this time where you can actually have that soulmate and that kind of relationship. It's just not ready to happen. But see, what she did was, like I said before at the beginning of the show, she believes that we have dominion over the planet. And don't we live here on the planet? So therefore we have dominion over our bodies and our lives. So she decided to say, I want it now. And she said, I don't think there's anything that could keep me from the happiness. And this is not a manipulation thing. This is saying I want to have this and to experience this and to live this and feel this now, in this moment, in order to clear those things out and say, okay, this is what I want. She said she did all these things, and she got really specific about exactly what she wanted. But see, people, sometimes they go specific. They mean the characteristics. Okay, I'll make sure it's brown hair. But in the process of that brown hair, why brown hair? How do you feel? If you had a girlfriend who had brown curly hair, how would you feel? If this girl wanted to kiss you all the time, how would that feel? Would you feel loved? Would you feel like the person really appreciates you? And in the process of doing that visualization, don't forget to express yourself. In the process of someone giving you a hug, what would you do? You would hug them back to experience that emotionally. And, you know, the feelings and the whole thing is what happens when you really do experience those things. Those things happen. So you have to put those in part of the manifestation, or, you know, I get the impression it will still happen. But if you really trace these things back, you'll notice that when they do happen, the person still found the compassion in that whole thing. The anticipation. So at the moment where it started happening, that's when they got the emotions. But just imagine if you got those emotions and those feelings and that kind of stuff together first, it might actually speed things up. I'm still looking for 270, sorry.
Wow.
But I'm just saying, with the situation of putting those things together, we were somebody, because you brought it up when we were talking about friends and how they were basically friends that we acquire in the process of fears that we're still hanging on to, not realizing that when we find that one, the reason those friends have a tendency to feel threatened is because they know at that moment, because they're negative people, it's why. You've heard the term, evil knows evil?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way it is with the friends. They start giving you all kinds of scenarios. Why? Because if they keep giving you all the things that, it's like the ego. Okay, we'll put it like that. The ego at that moment is resonating stronger than your heart. All of a sudden, the friends come out of the woodwork. Ooh, he might be a serial killer. He might be this. But see, the point is, in the process of a good relationship, you need something. You need something to really grasp onto to confirm what you're in is what it is. Because these friends, you're having this confusion, okay? The confusion means you're thinking too much. You're listening to everybody. But the one thing you're not listening to is your angels and guides who are actually resonating through your heart. They want you to follow that. So they want you to look at the guy you're with. What do you see? Now, if you see a picture of a man who has supportive friends, who is a supportive man, who has friends that when they call, they go, oh, you're with her? You guys are together? Okay, no problem. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. They're very respectful. But see, the woman doesn't understand at that moment. That the friends don't just respect him. They respect the relationship and her. That's the reflection she's getting. So she's got the confirmation that says, this is real. But she's thinking too much. The friends in the background giving her all kinds of scenarios. But see, the one thing we see here is some people like to focus on duality. Okay, fine, if you want to do that, here's a positive situation that's reflecting very positively. But she's living the negative part. So it can be hard to let go of that whole thing. But it's not impossible. Because see, she's got something to grasp onto. All she needs to do is pull that list out, start going over it again, and realize this is the only person that she's ever had in her life that's ever hit everything on that list, even to the point where they're still getting to know each other. They're still hitting things in her list. So it's a progression. That's another example and another confirmation. Because I was sort of joking about the whole thing. So, oh, they call me a serial killer? You're right. I have a tendency to pull out a box of Lucky Charms and smash the cereal. So, yes, I'm a serial killer. But I said, see how funny that is? She goes, that's really funny. I said, but you look at your friends. They're not looking at the facts. Because if they was, they would see the same thing you're seeing. What they're trying to do is they don't see it. They can only see what their perceptions allow them to see, which is fear. So they're tapping into her ego, which is also playing out the fearful thing. But what it's trying to get her to do is trying to get her to confront that fear. To say, if you confront this fear right now, look past that illusion, you'll see the person you're with for exactly who he is and what you got. Which will help you and ease you into the situation and realize if you embrace this, you will not just see it. You'll be living it. And this is what you've always been waiting for your whole life. So if the friends won't allow you to do that, why don't you respect yourself enough to say, enough's enough. If you can't be supportive, then hit the road. Okay? Because this person has not portrayed anything else. Even if he does sound like something else. See how you look past that illusion, too. Because we've all had this before. We have people to back in our past who have said things to us but wasn't sincere. But then we have another person that comes along who is sincere. But we have 20,000 things that are very positive. To hear that one statement, you know, like, here's some flowers. Oh, shoot, someone gave me flowers before, man. And all they did was use me. We need to look at everything else. Look at the big picture. The big picture is positive. There's one person who wants to give you roses who might actually be sincere in the process of just giving. Because we usually have two people. We've got one guy who wants to just have nothing but sex with you, who will give you flowers and roses and candies and that kind of stuff. But on the other realm, we have another person who does the exact same things. The only thing different is perception. One's real, one's not. This is what we have to do. We have to get past the whole freaking thing to realize one thing. We've allowed the world to basically dictate things so much in our lives that we've forgotten how to feel. We have forgotten how to do what we want to do. You know? Seriously. That's the problem. We've had this before, too, which the insurance is too expensive. Well, forget the whole insurance thing. Let's trace it back to the source. What is the real problem? Insurance. Not the money. It's insurance. Or it's the idea of the situation. We don't think, you know, like I sit here and people want to sue everybody for getting hurt. When we actually should trace it back to the source. If we could actually take care of those situations and solve those problems, then the other ones don't come into play. It's the same thing with the relationships and everything else that's going on. It's also the same thing with the situation with you as well, of realizing those things are being reflected. So therefore, the idea of looking at yourself and saying, I'm not really together, is the idea of realizing you're more together than you ever have. So therefore, I look past the illusion and realizing that a lot of things that are going on, it's just the idea of exchanging and taking things from, you know, like this one, I'll take this, and this one's got to go. But in the point, you're putting something back. So you're still a whole person. You just rearranged a lot of things and gotten rid of a lot of clutter. So when you sit there and look at the situation, doing that, just tell yourself one thing. I love myself that much that I'll take the time to do so. I just found 270.
It still feels kind of painful because you have long memories with old friends.
Of course you do. But see, the one thing that happens sometimes when we do these situations, people don't understand. Maybe they won't be a part of your life. But in the process of being a loving, caring person anyway, of course you're going to love and care that person. You just have to realize that in the process of making the decisions you've made, most of the time when you look at the situation, okay, I made a decision to be a happy person and to actually go and get the life that I feel like I deserve. If these people fall to the wayside, that's because that's in favor of you. Now, we look at the situation when we sit and look at this thing and say, okay, this or something better is happening in totally satisfying and harmonious ways. In the best interest of everyone concerned. When you look at the situation and say, okay, let's do this in a loving way. You're going down a direction because of the choice you made. They're going down the path because of the choice they made. And if you made a choice to be happy, then they still have to deal with work on things. It doesn't mean they won't be a part of your life later on. And let me do one more thing. We actually have 60 seconds left in the show. I just want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you for all the people who called in. Thank you for everybody out there listening. Please donate to the show. It's like one of those things. Donate, help us support the show, help me to get the get to England and do this college, but also take advantage of the prices. And give me a call at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my webpage, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And also call me through Skype if you like to do a palm reading or whatever those things are at 740-601-9835. Go to my website, all the things there and everything else, but definitely take advantage of the prices and that kind of stuff. Love to work with each and every one of you. Now let's get back to our caller. And we're going to turn everybody who's in the queue right now. We're going to get to you too as well. So just stay right where you're at. I just want to say one more thing to everybody else who's been here. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And focus on that. Tell yourself that. God and the angels bless me every minute of every day. And give where love is given. It's an easy thing to do. When you feel like someone's giving, makes you want to give back. That's love. Okay? So do it. And thank you all for being here, and have a great night, and have a great weekend. Now let's get back to our caller. And for some reason, I can't remember your name. I'm sorry.
Jarita. It's Jarita. 270. Jarita, like Jerry and Rita.
Jerry and Rita. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want you to say, okay, we found 270. 270 says, the universe is congratulating you on keeping the faith, which has caused your light and love to shine radiantly. So the things that's going on in your life, you get the impression a lot of other people are seeing it too. So keep doing what you're doing because you're really heading in a very positive way, okay?
Yeah, I guess when I'm alone, I think of all the things that I still want to change.
Oh, it was. I'm telling you, sweetie. That is a hard thing to do. It really is. I've been there myself. You know, you sit there and look at things and you just kind of like, something's just driving me up the freaking walls because it's like we know for a fact we need to let go. And sometimes we look at the situation and sometimes we have to put things in perspective. The idea of thinking about somebody or some situation might still be in a being pulled. It's like pulling you into a way of clarifying things.
You know, sometimes it feels like I'm losing some inspiration. I just recently kind of pushed back on this one guy that I had been seeing, and he just recently told me he kind of gave some girl his heart, he thinks, and he's going home for the holidays, and he wanted to talk after. I know.
Okay. The first thing that came to me on the whole situation is I hate to say this, but my bullshit meter went off and said, bullshit, and said, you know something? It's males in the 21st century are just stupid. They don't realize in the process of playing games, and a lot of them will tell you this too, I'm not a game player. Really? You're not talking to me, are you, buddy? Let me tell you flat out to your face, you are a game player because, first of all, you're not being honest with yourself, so therefore you can't be being honest with anybody else. In the process of not doing those things, you're playing games. Mm-hmm. And so we look at the situation, yeah, and it's like almost like saying, what should I do with a person like this? Well, first of all, ask yourself one question. What does he reflect back to you about yourself? Are you emotionally
actually
available?
Less and less. No, I'm not emotionally available anymore. It's been depreciating my feelings, and
right.
It's weird because I've said, you know, I can't talk to you anymore, but he still appears and makes sure I run into him, and we work at the same place, so it makes it even harder.
Well, sweetie, what you need to do is work with your angel so it doesn't happen. Yeah. See what you're doing is you're letting yourself be pulled into these situations because you're, I should say, protect yourself. Put the pink light around you. Therefore, the only people who can come through, the only people who get to you, is people who really care about you. And then it also blocks everybody else out. And I've seen this so many times when people start focusing on exactly what they want the work environment to be, how they want their lives to be, and they're really amazed when things start happening like that. What I want is to be in a light where people reflect back to me motivation, love, and caring about me. And when they don't, I don't have to think about that because in the process of me focusing on just that one thing, that's something I'm going to get. So these other people who disappear, they're not disappearing. They're just not in your life anymore. They're not in your path. That's the thing. I guess that's what we're trying to say. When you make a choice to go down a certain path and there's certain people who are not with you, that's because they're still on your old path. but you're not there anymore. You've made a choice. You've made a change. And this is the key to everything. And when we start realizing that we made it.
I do need a lot of solitude. I do require a lot of solitude because I love to do inventions, and so I go into these phases where I block everybody out.
Sorry, sweetie, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, this would be a perfect opportunity. I was just thinking about this. It came to me that you should definitely really take advantage of the prices we got right now and to sit down and do a private reading and do a past life. And I was like, I feel like there's a lot of things that connect you to what you do now as showing yourself in the light of being in the past and understanding that sometimes those situations are doing past life readings. It's good to go back there and realize what we're hanging on to, but also realize some of the good traits we've actually brought with us too. And we have a tendency not to embrace those because we don't understand them. And once we understand where they're coming from and realize that, yeah, they're from a past, but they're still a part of us, then we are able to embrace them even more. So it's like one of the situations. I'm just saying, look at the situation.
No, I definitely want to, I didn't know if a past life is a separate reading than your card reading, or can you roll it into one? I don't know how you do that.
Right now, for example, if you contact me and pay for a reading, let's say you pay for a 60-minute reading for $33.33, whatever you feel you should do in that reading, then if I do that, we can do that. Now, the only thing I've really pushed on the thing is like relationship counseling and life coaching. The reason I turn specify those things is a different kind of reading and a different price, because those are 90-minute sessions. They could actually turn into almost two-hour sessions, in which I have no problem with that. But that's why we charge more for them, because then it gives everybody a chance to be free.
You have a great deal. The prices, it's great for the season and all. I think I would take advantage of that.
We need to focus, don't we? Just focus and say, okay, everybody needs to call, right? Come on. Everybody needs to call right now. We were sitting the other night. I had someone on the show I talked to for an hour and 20 minutes, but it was a Wednesday show. It's a week show. So we only specify on the Fridays and Saturdays to do the private readings and try to really do a lot of readings and stuff. But on the week, but other days we do shows and stuff like that. We like to bring some formats. We talk a lot about Atlantis and connections and that kind of thing. And I tell everybody, when you listen to the conversations that are going on, you should really pay attention. I've had so many people call me and say, I was going to ask you a question, but you already answered it. That's the importance of listening. But what's the situation we're saying with you, like I said before? But past life readings, just want to specify for everybody. For past life readings, that would be classified in a 60-minute reading. That'd be $33. Just to make some, because I wasn't thinking about that until you brought that up and said, I wasn't too sure. So I'm making it very clear to everybody. And if you come to me and say, I want to do a past life reading, it falls into those categories. So if it's a 60, 40, or 20, whatever's good for you, it's great. I always tell people,
so
if we go over.
When someone calls you, they talk to you and you schedule with them, or do they pick the time, or how does that work?
I looked
at your website already, and I just noticed that it doesn't say put a time frame you prefer or something. But
what we do is you call me up and say, hey, I'd like to do a reading. What I used to tell people to do is to go to the website and make your payment. And right now, we already have specials on there, so the prices are already set. So all you got to do is click on a button. It's a done deal. Once you do that, you give me a call, and then we sit down and schedule an appointment. I like to do it as quick as possible, but it depends. If you call me after a show, a lot of times I'm just drained. Because if you've listened to me, I usually give everything I can on the show. So after the show is over with, I just want to collapse. But
you're covering from the East Coast. That makes sense if you're talking to California.
Right. So I sit there and look. But I have done readings after the show. But when I specify everybody else, what you need to do is just go to the website. And plus also, if you could, also when you go to the website, guys, if you could give some feedback on that, on what how you like the website, if it's informative, if it's easy, accessible. No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to get some feedback on the whole thing. I've been working on this thing for over a year. I keep changing things, going back and forth, and that kind of thing. And people say, well, it's not easily accessible right now. I actually have two pages for readings because people say, well, you got like all these readings you do, and we have to scroll down, clear down the page. I'm like, well, I'll make it easier for you. So I changed it to right now. There's four readings on each page. So you know, I try to make it as convenient and easy for everybody. So therefore, all I want you to do is think about what you want and make it easy as possible. No, the thing I was going to ask you is I had this ring around my neck with this ring on it and this necklace. I'd give it to her. Okay, I gave it to this girl. And I was taking it off today, and I felt like it was one of those things I needed to clarify, cut loose, and let it go. So I felt like I needed to take this off because she had this. She was connected to this. And in the process of actually even wanting things to come back together, we have to sever the ties to everything, any kind of past connections, even positive ones, you know, and open ourselves up to the new. Things will be made new. So in the process of being with somebody again, we need to really focus on that, uniting or even reuniting, but not getting back together, because in the process of getting back together, it might actually take us back to where we split up. Which I could actually put us in a situation of splitting up again. So we don't want to do that. We want to look at these things as very positive. I'm looking forward in anticipation of being with somebody and what the future can actually hold for us. But if we keep hanging on to the past, can we really get the full picture of the future? I don't think so. No. So I was taking this off.
I definitely need a twin flame. For some reason, when I'm in a good feeling relationship, when it goes bad, I actually get stagnant. But it inspires me to move forward in a lot of my projects. It actually fuels me.
Motivation.
I get more creative. I mean, my brain just goes crazy on a lot of ideas. But when I'm having issues, like emotional issues with my relation, it becomes stagnant, and I don't feel motivated, and I try and focus, and it just turns to mush. What is that?
Yeah, usually when we're with somebody and we feel empowered, we don't think about it. We don't try. We just do it. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
We get spontaneous again, and we realize, okay, that's great. And the idea of being with somebody just motivates us to realize we accomplished that one, and then we can accomplish anything. And I was just looking at this thing. I was taking the necklace off, right? And the clasp broke. And I was thinking, is that a sign to take it off and let go of it? I mean, because I was working out a lot earlier. I was working out in the gym, and I just felt like taking this thing and throw it in the trash. Not out of disrespect to her. It was just, I kept on getting that picture in my mind when we was talking on Skype. I remember this, we was talking on Skype, and she showed me this ring. And she had her fingers in this ring. She said, look how big this ring is. I got both fingers in this thing. This is a huge ring. You must have huge fingers. But she was also in the anticipation of somebody actually giving her something. Well, sometimes when we start seeing visions and stuff, maybe it might be connected to the object too as well. So to put myself in a situation of actually respecting her and respecting what I would love to have happen again, I think I need to get rid of this. Because of the process.
I have a lot of stuff to get rid of.
Yes, I had a lady who had diamonds from her ex-boyfriend, and she was like, but these things are really expensive. But she probably gave them up and gave them to her family so they could enjoy them. Because she made a conscious choice.
I have two rooms full of junk that I need to get rid of.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, when I started saying 222s in the process of talking about her, talking about my career, I was focusing the other day on going, what would I like to have in my career? An unlimited flow of clients. For some reason, it hasn't come to me in the last couple of years. All of a sudden, it just came to me. I'm like, go with the flow, man. Let's go with that. Now I'm seeing 222s on my Skype thing. It says 222. On the other one, it says 222. And I was like, ooh. Usually when you see things like that in threes, I've always seen that number as something that's almost like put in perspective, saying your manifestation is about ready to come to fruition. So therefore, what you need to do is let go and trust. But at the same time, don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens. And if we start thinking about it, no, seriously, if we start thinking about it again, will it or won't it, or we start calling people and asking, will it, we're putting doubt on it. The 222 is trying to help you understand it's about to happen. So keep doing the affirmations. Keep focusing on the visualization. See, a lot of people say, well, you shouldn't focus on it. You should detach. What I say is in the mornings, take about 10 or 15 minutes to focus on your manifestations. And if how would your life be if you had it? Take 10 or 15 minutes to do that. And then go for the rest of the day. Take your energy and your focus in a different direction and start being thankful for all the things that you have. In the process of focusing and being thankful for what you got, you're also saying thank you for what you're going to give me too as well, so therefore it becomes more of a reality in your mind. So we're always trying to strive for one thing to make sure you get exactly what you deserve. You know, it's the idea of what is your divine right? What is your divine right? To have a prosperous, abundant life and also there's a certain person out there by divine law is yours. And there's nothing wrong with calling that person in. But one thing I do like to stress to everybody, if it doesn't happen, try to open yourself up. Well, I sit here and see why I do this one thing where I sit here and say this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying, harmonious ways for the highest good of everyone concerned, for the highest good of all concerned. You're opening the door to get what you deserve, to get what's yours. So if the woman or the situation or the career and so you're focused on, you don't get it, in the process of opening the doors, all the doors, you will. You might have a relationship where you're thinking, okay, this is the kind of relationship I want. And all of a sudden, I've heard this so many times, and mostly from women, not saying there hasn't been a couple guys, but when you sit there and say that I can't have what I want because I can't be with this person, it's an excuse because you don't think you can have what you want. So let go of the whole situation and let it unfold the way it's supposed to. Because I guarantee you, you will definitely get the relationship and the life you want. It might not be with the person you want, and it might not be the career you think it is, but you definitely will get the outcome. So once you let it play out.
I'm wondering which is going to come first. The chicken or the egg. In other words, with the relationship that fuels my inspiration and creativity even more so, you know, or do I go ahead and just plunge through this invention? I'm trying to get off the chopping block here, and I mean, I want to know.
I'll take up the chopping block. The visualization could be the thing holding you back. You're saying chopping block, like it's okay.
No, it's in development. The drawings are still being invested.
I'm just saying, sweetie, listen to what you said. I'm just saying, sometimes when
I didn't mean chopping block like it was going to end.
But you still have to ask yourself why you said it. You want to cut it loose. I think it's what you want to do. You want to cut this loose and see if it will actually fly.
So I know it will fly. People have inspired me and my family, they're positive behind me on this. It's just that it's all in my head, like you and your book. It's all in your head.
Yes, but it's coming out.
I know, but you have inspiration built in. For some people, don't have it until something else is working out in their life. You know, for me, I already realized that when I'm in a relationship, I am like, you know, multiple times stronger, faster, more efficient, I can cover a lot of projects at one time.
Well, maybe you should think about that for a minute and say, okay, I've had relationships in the past, and when I was in those relationships, it was great motivation to help me accomplish a lot of things. But maybe the reason those relationships came in your life at the time they did, they're not there with you anymore, because all they were there for was motivation to get things that you had to do off the ground. So now it's time to turn things around and start focusing on, I want a relationship just for the purpose of having a relationship. I want someone to share it with, not someone who's going to be there to motivate me. And it's the idea of looking at the situation and go, okay, can I have both? Of course you can have both. But it's like getting very detailed and specific about exactly what you want. You'll say, oh, yeah, I like to have a person that motivates me, but I also want someone there that's going to be there to help me, but also be motivational, be supportive, and also someone there to share with what goes on afterwards. And I guarantee you,
that written down in my journal, you know, the one that you're writing out all your dreams or what you want. You write every day, and then you do your aspirations. You know, you said three things the other day, and I actually started a journal a few days ago. But I have that written down of what my perfect twin flame person would be. I just want to know when now.
I also had a lady I was doing a reading for, and she asked me, she goes, what's this guy look like? And when's it going to happen? And I said, that's up to you. What's your resistance like right now? Do you think you have to, because I've heard this before too, like with careers and businesses. I can't have a business unless I have the money. They don't realize the thought already came to you. I had this too, man. It was funny. I had this ex-fiance, and I was looking at her and her mother because they kept on constantly saying, you need to go get a job. And I said, okay, let me ask you a question. And they go, okay, go ahead. I said, if I can manifest everything I want, need, desire, even the money to pay all the bills, take care of everything, like leaving this house and do my work and manifest everything just like that, do I need to go get a job? Do you know what they said?
No.
They said yes. Now, if you look at the situation, do you see where their perception is at? You only get success and you only get things in life if you work your ass off. Which they had some big asses, so that wasn't true. But when you sit there and look at the situation and you say, okay, their perception still says, because why I got so mad was at that point I was working at home. I started reading this book called Super Beings by John Randolph Price, okay? In less than 4 days, I was working for a company called Circle Stars, which, I mean, from my perception and from one of my experiences, I would never go there and get a reading from those people. Never. I was sitting there telling my, I was working for this lady, I remember this manager I was working for, and I got mad because she called me up and she's like, I called her because I said, I can't log on. And she's like, well, what happened is you got blackballed because you gave out personal information. I said, you know what's really bugging me right now? And she goes, what's that? I said, you guys have put on the line that you're looking for people to do commercials for you, and they can also promote themselves. So basically what I did is I just skipped the middleman and went right to the same promotion because my perception is I'm doing the work, and this is what I do for a living. So therefore, I told her flat, I said, I did not give any personal information, but when people sit there and give me personal information, you know, I told her, I kept the lady on the line for 5 more minutes. Give me your ass, you know. You don't look at that. And she goes, well, they blackballed you. And I thought, what made me so mad was she had talked about this lady named Rachel and said, this lady here is fantastic. She even said to herself, I would never go to this lady and get a reading, but she knows how to keep them on the line. And she makes good money every freaking week. And I said, well, why don't you change the line to from being Circle Stars to Bullshitters or Us? .com. And she's like, what? I said, yeah, because listen to what you're saying. You're saying there's a woman who can keep them on the line long, long time. She's a bullshitter. And that's what you want. And I said, on your line, it says qualified psychics. It didn't say qualified bullshitters. Okay? It says psychics. That's a lie. And she's like, well, you know, we have all this stuff we got to pay for. I said, you know something? I don't give a shit. That's none of my business. So you have equipment. You have this. You have overhead. That's your responsibility. It's not mine. My perception is to focus on what I'm doing. And in order to be good at what I do, I have to focus on the individual. And to sit there and tell some lady a bunch of crap to keep her on the line did not resonate with me. I had to quit. I just couldn't. I told her, I said, thank you for pointing that to me. I cannot work for this line anymore because
right.
I cannot keep people on the line just for the purpose of keeping them on the line. There has to be a purpose of saying,
right.
This is very
a
important for you
purpose.
To take this information in.
Right.
Oh, yeah, when this radio show came along where I could actually just do things for free, which I tell people all the time, I'm not doing it for free because I actually pay for the time and stuff like that. But everything else that comes along with it, I love this format because I can sit here. There's no pressure on me to keep somebody going. I can just sit here and do what I love to do. And that's the whole thing of going out there and doing what you want to do. And you really need to sit there and get back to the point. Seriously, think about this. This is another perception I keep picking up with you too, is to get back to the point of enjoyment.
Yeah.
Enjoy the process. Enjoy your life. Because there's a lot of things in your past that you've actually accomplished that you were just so happy and enjoyed them. To the point where we put pressure on ourselves. I did the same thing. I was working for these companies, and I'm like, I'm putting all this pressure on myself to do something that I really don't want to do. And
well,
I started saying, well,
truth, I think when I went through my degrees, the bachelor's and the master's, that's where most of the transformation went from being a more mind first before heart for me.
Mm-hmm. I always say going to schools can actually ruin a lot of people with good talent because they get that perception in themselves and they don't realize that when you go to school, you're actually learning someone else's perceptions and theories. I was talking. I did this one thing where I told this. I went to a library. I used to go to the library when I was in Tennessee all the time. I used to love reading, and I actually got myself to a point where I could actually read like 10 books a week. And it was just one of those things of just the idea of putting yourself in a situation I love to do because of the things I was learning. Say that, you know, like I was dating somebody and they love poetry. I do too, but there were some things I wasn't really aware of. Certain things that she liked. Is it really being deceptive if you're going out there fighting those kind of things? No, I think it's actually looking at the situation being loving and caring because that person loves those things that you want to enjoy them too. Because I knew for a fact I found out that I enjoyed it too. I just never had the opportunity to experience that kind of poetry and those kind of books until I met that person. So there was actually a lot of motivations there. So I learned a lot of things about myself. And so in the process of doing that, I remember this one lady came to me and she's like, how many years of psychology have you had? And I said, this might not resonate with you, but I haven't had any. Not in the sense you think. She goes, what do you mean? I've never gone to college for psychology. And she goes, really? You sure? She goes, because you have this perception that makes people think. I said, well, thank you. That's what I'm trying to do, to get people to look at things differently. So maybe they can perceive a different course of action, you know? And she goes, well, then how'd you do it? Well, think about it. What is psychology? It's the study of human behavior. But I take it one step further, and not just the idea of paying attention to the human side, but also the spiritual side. So you get to know the whole person, not just the physical sense.
Mm-hmm.
You can see past that whole thing and see the person for who they are. Who they really are is a spiritual soul within that body. It's like looking at the soul as being the driver, and the body is that's your vehicle, getting from point A to point B. That's why I say you should never let your physical body control you. I mean, you wouldn't go out in your Chevy and go, okay, what should I do today? You wouldn't do that. You would sit there and say, well, what am I doing, man? People look at me like I'm weird. First of all, I'm looking at people.
Do you do Reiki?
What about your car? I should. You know, it's like one of those things of trying to, I was saying before, I was asking people for donations and say, could you donate to the show so I can actually put more money into the show because I actually want to upgrade everything. But at the same
actually,
time,
you
I
should. I support your fact that you want to go to England and go to that university.
That is a great university, man. The one thing that got me was the most was I went on the internet and actually took a virtual tour of the place, and I saw this one room, and I got this like shivers up my back because I could actually see myself standing in that room, and I was like, ooh. It was like with my. It's like with the girl I was dating this last year, the first time I had a visualization with her that was so vivid where I could actually, like I was telling before about visualization and manifestation and the imagination, working these things all together, I had this visualization with her. And I was like, what would be the best thing to do as in a visualization that would be more on the terms of actually being real, something I could see us experiencing together? Well, she loves to meditate, and I've always wanted to have someone to meditate with. So I said, oh, that's a perfect example. Almost like I heard my angels and guides come and go, yeah, do that. So I did that. So I tell people, be cautious. Don't try to see you and your significant other together. What you want to see is her or him out your eyes, of living with them, experiencing that life, not seeing it as being an observer. You don't want to be an observer. You want to be a person who's actually a part of it. So you take that one step forward. So I did. And I sit there and I said, okay, she likes to meditate. I saw her in this certain outfit that I like that she wears. And we were sitting there, sitting across from each other, meditating. And then it comes to a point where the meditation's over, and I'm helping her up. The thing that floored me the most, I had put this thought in my mind about having a child. I said, you're going to. And I guess the angels kind of portrayed this visualization that way too. I was meditating with her. And for some reason, I felt this need to help her up. Okay. So I did. In the process of helping her up, I grabbed both her hands. I didn't see myself just holding her hands. I could feel them. I could feel the warmth of her hands. And they were actually looking, you know. It's England, of course. so it's a little chill in the air. So I am picking her up. I can also feel the cloth of the outfit she was wearing. I can also feel the hair brushing up against my arm. Even to the point where I was embracing her later on, I could feel her body in the heat and love each other, hugging each other. You see that feeling? I could feel her arms around my back, almost like a little nudge. You know, have had anybody hug you? And that you could really feel that they do care about you because there was a certain...
Now, would you say that's you manifesting that, or is that something that was coming to you?
Well, they always say that, I was reading this book, it says flat out, if you can visualize it, it exists.
Oh.
Into visible form. So therefore, if you can visualize, anything you can see in your mind's eye does exist. One step further to believe that it does, that it can actually exist in the outer world as well, not just within. So that's how I was picking her up and feeling these things. The thing that floored me the most was she was pregnant. I saw this visualization of she's wearing this outfit, and you can feel like she's wearing the same outfit as she would when I saw her, but now she's pregnant, she's still wearing the outfit, she won't let it go. So you feel that you see the butt, you see her belly, you know, what do you call that? It's actually popping out. And I can feel the warmth. I can feel the warmth of her skin. I feel the presence of the soul that's within her. And then, next thing you know, she's embracing, we're hugging each other. And it was like, you could explain, well, we're really happy because of all the things that are happening. Because of all the things that are happening. So therefore, it's a reality. It already has happened. So we let go of the whole thing. We detach because it is what? It's a reality. We know it. That is going to come to pass. Because we can feel it. We're living it at that moment. So therefore, we will be living it. Then, it's just the ideal. The physical components coming together and the universe aligning itself up. Like it did the first time when we were together. That was very incredible. So there's more incredible things to come. So you look at the situation and go, okay, great. And then even to the point of conversation, going, why did I actually resist you for so long? And now since I've been that it's ever been. And you have two people who are all on the same page, agreeing with each other, smiling and just together to the point where she's all over me all the time. Because it's looking like that. I mean, I'm a touchy-feely person too. I like hugging, kissing, and the whole thing. I don't think there's any such thing in the world of being too much. As long as you're with the right person, it wouldn't be. Person and say, I'm a touchy-feely person. Then you imagine that, you picture it, you feel it, and you're seeing it. So you just kind of like lip thing going, okay, what's next? Okay, I can't wait for this to happen because it's happening right now. So therefore, I'm ready. I'm open to receive this into my life as in physical form at this moment right now. I was talking to a friend of mine about the situation with this woman girl I was actually dating, who was actually an ex-fiance of mine, of this, their parents, her and her parents telling me I need to get a job. And what I had manifested at that time was a new bed, new television, and a brand new DVD player. I even manifested my income. Going from, I was working for Circle Stars at the time, so I manifested my income going from $60 a week, working for this day, $300 to $400 a week. So all these things are happening, and I still have a person who says, you need to go get a job. I said, your daughter needs to work. You know, but I was sitting there going, even to the point I was looking at everybody saying, no, I think things are going good right now. I said, didn't you guys conceive in your mind? How did all this other stuff happen? We have cable. We have a bundle. We actually had cable. We have the phone and everything else through cable too. Well,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, what more do you, you know, what, you know, okay, I guess you're right. I get a brand new house so mommy can move in too. And she goes, yeah. I said, no. I said, the reason it hasn't happened. And I'm just saying, when you look at situations like that of disrespect, see, they're not really appreciating anything. We look at it very clearly. We're all intertwined with each other. So therefore, I'm a part of their life. They're not grateful of that. They keep looking at all the things they don't have. And we did this test I want to show everybody how quick your mind will go to the lack of. All right? You ready?
My mind or your mind?
I'm just going to give you some numbers, and then we're going to go from there. Okay, here are the numbers. I'm going to 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. All right. Now you tell me what numbers you're missing.
How can I do that?
Okay.
What do you mean by that? I don't.
What you do is you just tell me. The first thing that comes to your mind, I want you to sit there and tell me what numbers you feel like are missing.
None, because you gave me
You're
what
good.
You had.
You must be listening. You must have been listening to my other shows, man. Because
I have at least.
What I'm saying is, most people, when you do that, the first thing they start thinking about is all the numbers that are missing. But see, that's showing you how quick the mind will go to the lack of when the correct answer is none. There's nothing
yeah,
missing.
No. I'm highly intellectual. I'm really weak in the heart.
No, I think you're a very spiritual person. You need to trust that more.
I know. I'm still learning. And the last relationship hurt really bad.
What I got was, let that go. Who cares? It's nothing. It doesn't exist anymore. It does not
exist.
The
only reason I care is because I did, but I learned something from it. I learned how to push my boundaries.
Then learn how, and then what you do is you continue to push the boundaries and forget the incident that actually brought you there and just say, okay, this has actually taught me what I need to do, and just keep doing that. Because the reason I said that, because I picked out three cards for you, okay? The three cards was playfulness, spiritual growth, and the third card is you know what to do.
Yeah.
It's just the idea of realizing it. You just need to follow through. So we got the one, Archangel Uriel. It says, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. Just keep acting up on these things. Like you said before, I learned something from there, okay? In the process of learning that, then we live the lesson. So we got to go back to playfulness, which is actually a point of spiritual growth, to realize that the more playful we are, it's the idea the world keeps telling us, you got to be serious. No, you don't. If you can accomplish the same thing as in being playful and loving what you're doing, because see, most people say you got to be serious. This might sound crazy to some people, but seriousness can actually be a form of what's the word?
Well, you know, my natural when I get hurt or when I get disrespected, my natural mood comes out as serious. And that's something that I have to work on.
Self-centeredness. Well, I think that sometimes seriousness can be a self-centeredness thing because the people who are saying, most of the ones who say, I'm being serious, they want attention. But it's one of those things that you hope they would look at the situation and go, well, what's happening, really? They show you that you've just changed your attitude to the situation. We really don't need to hear about it. Just start living it. Because I got this thing with playfulness and spiritual growth is the idea of realizing that part of your spiritual growth is to get back to the point of being playful. Also, with the situation, you know what to do. It's something that you've already perceived in your mind that you thought about before yourself. And then we go to the next two cards, which basically is passion and forgiveness. Archangel Hanel, which is saying trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. Some people go, I don't have anybody. Yeah, you do. You have yourself. Do you love yourself?
I think people think I love myself more than anything else in the world.
Well, gee, we also have to look at the perception there, too. They're looking at the situation of what you're doing, which means they are also telling themselves that maybe in some sense of the word they should be doing the same thing.
That might be true, considering... I don't feel like I fit in because I'm in my early 50s and the guys that I've been dating are in their 20s.
20s?
Yes. That's what I say. I don't fit in. Hello? Are you still there? I can't hear you. Oh. Oh, my
I can't hear you. Did you pull your mic out? Hello. Hello. Something's not working. Oh, I hear silence, like your phone is just, maybe your Bluetooth died or something. I don't hear a dial tone. Hello. Oh, this is weird. Psychic Extreme, and I don't know what to do on this, so I'm going to have to hang up because I don't have a connection here. Hello. What? Oh, Jesus.
It was me. If you can still hear me, which you probably can't, I figured it out. Sucks. It was a click on something that was accidental, so no big deal. All right. Anyway, guys, since you didn't hear me on that last part, we'll say it again. We're going to end the show now because we're coming to an end, so I think we should go. And thank you all for being here. Thank you for all the people who called in. And thank you for all the support and that kind of thing. So please donate to the show. Donate to support the show. Donate to help me get to England and get to Arthur Finley College. And just give us the support so we can keep doing what we're doing and keep helping the people we can. And also with the situation that you want to take advantage of the rates right now until the end of the year, which is $33.33 for a 60-minute reading, $22.22 for a 40-minute reading, and $11.11 for a 20-minute reading. And if you want to do a one-card reading, that's a 15-minute reading for $9.99. If you're a person who needs some life coaching or relationship counseling, it's a 90-minute session, and that's going for $77.77. So give us a call at 740-500-8863. Again, that's 740-500-8863. Or you can call me through Skype if you want to do any palm readings or anything like that, or just want to see the person you're actually doing a reading with. Put a little more personal touch to it. Give me a call at 740-601-9835. Again, that number is 740-601-9835. And you can also contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, that's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. You all have a good night. Have a great weekend. And if you want to join us tomorrow, we'll be doing the same format again on our Fridays and Saturday shows. We're really going to push the detail. We're just doing readings. And then leave the other couple of nights of the week that we're doing shows for topics and that kind of stuff. So if you want to join us on those things, please do so. And check for the timing. But usually we're on 11:30 p.m. on the East Coast. So check us out, okay? You all have a good day, good night, and we'll see you tomorrow night.